Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
What it do? Welcome to the show, you dig? Like I always say around about this time, I'm reloaded! Yep! Can I get the music, please? Right. Welcome, everybody, to the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzom. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. I want to welcome everybody to episode 162 of K100 Internet Radio. Let me hold something. I know you heard that before. I know you. Some of you probably said it before. Shit, I said it before. But we'll get into all that. We'll get into all that. You know what I'm saying? Basically, this particular episode is one of the episodes that, like, I'm gonna say about 96% of people who listen to my show can relate to. Alright? It's a 96% chance that you either were the person asking or the person who was asked for money from a friend or a family member. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, because I've been both of them. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? I've been both of them, but I'll get into it when I get into the show. Because, see, when you talk about it, when I talk about what I'm talking about tonight on the show, I'm actually trying to just get people to understand what it's like, that it's a difference lending money to people and then lending money to friends and family. Why do we do it? Why do some of us, some people that I know that have money won't do it no matter what? They got the money. They just won't do it under any circumstance. We'll talk about all that. We'll get into all that. Moving right along, before I get to that point, I want to remind everybody, K100 Internet Radio, we're on MySpace, we're on Facebook, you feel me? Look us up there, or either one of those places, myspace.com/K100Radio. If you do a Facebook search, for just type in K100 Radio on Facebook, you can find our official fan page. It says K100 Talking Indie Music, and that's what we do. We're mostly a talk-based show, but we do spin music only by independent artists. We don't spin the big names. Uh-huh. Also, the email address for the show, not bad, I'm eating something at the same time. Like, that's really unprofessional, but, like, I don't give a shit. Really? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like internet radio. You feel me? So, I get away with all kinds of shit I wouldn't be able to do on FM or something like that. So, I mean, almost every night I'm like getting wasted at the same time I'm doing the show. So anyway, want to remind you guys again, MySpace, Facebook. So do it now. The official website for the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official show page for the show. You can come here and listen to the show live on the internet. Check out old episodes of the show, download them and all that. All right. We air live, of course, Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 to 9 in the Bay for all my Panama City, Florida folks, my hometown. What's up to all you guys? You guys have been chiming in and talking about the show. Uh-huh. Now, some of y'all have been doing some snitching, going back saying, oh, did you hear what Blizzom or did you hear what such and such said on K100? I mean, Charlotte, you know, I mean, I don't mind you checking out the show. I really don't give a fuck what you, I don't say anything on this show that I'm ashamed of, or I wouldn't say to the face of whoever the fuck you think I might not say it to. So that's the first thing. So I don't know what the point is. I mean, anything, any of these questions or topics I talk about, if we just talk about it in a room full of people, unless we in front of a 12 preachers in a church, I'm pretty much going to say the same exact thing. No, it's not going to change. So I don't know what's the point of that. But I really appreciate you listening to the show and spreading the word. Thanks. But I don't know. I can't be told on them. I'm 30. I'm over 30 years old. I'm good. Really? Whatever. Anyway, MySpace, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and also we're on iTunes up under the iTunes up under the podcast section in the iTunes store. We're an official podcast in the iTunes store, right? You can get us, and we're free. Some podcasts charge you money. I don't get that. How you charge somebody to listen to a replay of some shit? That's fucking retarded. I don't know why some of those podcasts charge you to subscribe. But it's totally free to subscribe to my podcast, okay? I don't even know. They didn't even give me an option to charge people. Basically, they're like, you're going to do it free or you're not going to be on here. Okay, so check out the podcast. And basically, the podcast is just a replay of the show. So if you can't catch us live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, some of you guys on the East Coast or the West Coast, whatever, you might still be at work. If you're on the East Coast, you may be just getting home from work, just tucking the kids in, getting them something to eat or whatnot, what have you. And you can't listen to me live, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. Just go to, you can, like I said, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/K-100, or you can subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes store. If you use iTunes, you already know how it works. If you don't use iTunes, I'm not talking to you. Every time you launch iTunes, you can just set it to where it automatically downloads each individual episode and replay of the show. If you want to know what each show was about, you need to go to the Blog Talk site and read the synopsis, the breakdown of each site. That's where I break down exactly what I'm going to be talking about for each show. And I stick to the script. I may change it up in the third hour of the show, what we like to call the after party. But the first 2 hours of the show, I talk about what it is I tell you I'm going to be talking about. I don't just start randomly talking about side shit hardly ever. Unless it's just somebody calls in and says something just so outlandish and ludicrous. Did I just, I just got to kill them. I got to, and they try to take me off. I've been taken off course a couple of times. It's rare. But if you just say, somebody says something just utterly ridiculous, I don't know. I got to smash on them. You feel me? I got to smash on them. I can't let it ride. All right. So once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning into the phone lines. Thanks everybody that might be listening to me on the internet. You know, Blog Talk really needs to like. Well, I said, check this out. I have a chat now. I have a chat on the Blog Talk site. The thing about it is, the way I do my shows is I got the sound effects and all those other kind of. I'm running like three computers at the same time. You feel me? So it's kind of hard for me to like check out to check on the chat. It's hard for me to check on the chat and, you know, check on the switchboard and the music and all that. I got too much shit going on, so that's why I don't have the chat running up. Even though I could have the chat running up, a chat comes with my show, but then I can't type the chat and then do all this and then run the show. You feel me? Once I get me a rock solid ironclad co-host that can be here every single day, like my homie P Rage is the official co-host, but he can't be here every day because of the schedule. You feel what I'm saying? So once I get somebody locked in that has a computer that can actually, you know what I'm saying, co-host the show with me every single day, I'll try and pull it off because I'll let them run the chat room while I'm over here doing this, all right? But until then, I can't see who's listening to me on the internet, and I hate that because some of the people be telling me, I was listening live, but you know, I never call in, but I listen to you live all the time. I was like, I want to acknowledge you guys. Thanks. I appreciate it. Now, I can see who, after the fact, you know, they give us all these statistics and stuff for the show, and it breaks down, you feel what I'm saying, after the fact, you know, it tells me, you had this amount of people on the line, or what have you, you know what I'm saying, and it's really good, but it doesn't tell me who, so unless you, like, hit me up, and, you know, be like, yo, but listen, I listen to the show, if not, now, if you're on the phone lines, and you call my show frequently, a lot of times I memorize a lot of the numbers, not really memorize them, but I know a lot of the numbers that call my show, you feel me, And I know that you were on the show. But so if you guys are listening to me on the internet, if you can, just, you know, holler at me. You feel me? Holler at me and let me know. You're on the line. Let me know you're checking me out. I really appreciate it. But I mean, I want to acknowledge you guys, all right? I want to give you guys some props. You feel me? So what's up? One time, once again, for all my internet listeners. And I can't look at you guys and tell who you guys are as I'm doing the show. But I'm trying to get me another co-host in here. I'm going to try to rectify that through the chat. So when you guys are listening online, that's going to come soon. I'm also going to start back up the simulcast of me over the web on Ustream. I'm getting all that together. That's going to change. So I'm going to be back on the internet so you can like look at me do the show as I'm talking. I'm going to get that crunk back up also here probably within the next month. And I'm also going to crank up the chat. So all my online listeners listening at blogtalkradio.com, you guys, you feel me, can know that I can know that you guys are listening, all right? So, moving right along, I'm going to go ahead and get on to the, one more thing. K100radio@gmail.com. That's the email address for the show, all right? That's the email address for the show. You guys, if you want to correspond with me, let me know what's going on. If you like, how you liking the show, Blizzum, I love the show. Blizzum, you suck. And also, if you're an artist, or you know anyone that's an artist and they want to send music into the show, that's where you send it to. I got one song. I got three songs sent to me this week, but two of them, the song is like a deep song, so I kind of want to be talking about kind of what the guy's talking about. So I'm not going to spin him this week. I'm going to spin him next week. But the other two, I'm going to spin either tonight or tomorrow. So be on the lookout for those new artists, those new records that I'm breaking by these indie artists. Once again, I only play independent artists on the show for a reason. For those of y'all don't know, I'm the host, Blizzum, of the show, and I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment, which is an indie label also. And so I know about that grind, I know about that struggle, and so I only show love and independence. I'm not going to be spending the latest Tip or the latest Jeezy or Lil Wayne or whatever, not that I don't like them artists or whatever, but frankly, those motherfuckers are not going to come on my show, so I don't give a fuck about promoting this shit. If you want to hear them, turn on your radio, buy their mixtape, whatever. I really don't give a fuck how you listen to them. It's not my concern. But they're not giving me any money. They're not contributing to this. But the underground indie artists, they blast out the show. They call the show. You feel me? They want to get on. They interact. I show them love. So, K100radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your music. All right, give me a couple days to check you out. Get a hold of you. Upload your music. You feel me? See what's popping. All you got to do is make sure you send me some good music, and 9 out of 10 times, you'll get on the show. If I forget, Jesus, I'm not trying to act funny. Hit me back, email me back, all right? Be like, yo, Blizzum, get over there, spin the joint. Ah, my bad. I'm a busy man. I run a radio show or any label. I got two kids. I work. I hang out. I got friends. I got a social life. All kinds of shit, all right? I could have forgotten. Just hit me an email back and be like, Yo, I sent you the joint, man. Hit me up. Just do it, okay? Don't think you're too good. Like, who the fuck are you really anyway? I mean, like, you can't email somebody back twice and be like, yo, you forgot about me. No, I didn't forget. I did forget, but it wasn't purposely like, fuck you. Yeah, I just simply forgot. I mean, I smoke a lot of weed. What the fuck you want me to do? So hit me up, email me back. Goddamn. Don't get an attitude, nigga. Ah, sensitive-ass rapper. Episode 162. Let me hold something. Fuck that, Shawty. Fuck that, Shawty. Episode 162, let me hold something. I'm talking about lending money to friends, lending money to fam. You know what I'm saying? Like I said at the beginning of the show, it's like a 96% chance you can directly relate to what the hell I'm talking about tonight. Now, either A, you on the begging side. Not really begging. Stop. I didn't mean that. Scrap that. Act like I didn't say that. Not because you got some begging motherfuckers, and we're going to address these begging motherfuckers. But sometimes, you have to just straight up ask for some shit, and it's not because you were a begging motherfucker. You know, you just hit hard times. Anything can happen, man. Shit happens. I've been the person who had to ask friends and family for money before in my lifetime. And I'm a very prideful ass dude. I really, 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 really have to need some shit. and have no other recourse in order to ask my friends or family for money. Oftentimes my family have to actually be like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I needed some shit and people, and they just knew, they was like, man, you know, you good, whatever. They asked me, I'm like, nah, I'm good or whatever. I'd be like, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm like, man, here, man, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? You good, you straight. I mean, I know you, you know what I'm saying? I don't even really want to take it. I really don't. So I'm that guy. I'm that person. All right? If my friends, my family need it, certain ones, they can get it if I got it without even question. Most oftentimes, depending on how much it is, I'm not even really looking for it back. I'm giving you this. You feel me? Unless it's some stacks. You feel me? And I'm like, yo, this is a straight up loan. I need this shit back because it's that much. Other than that, I'm like, here, man, you know, I'm just trying to help out. And it's like, boom, it's whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not really looking for it back if I got it like that. You know what I'm saying? But oftentimes, and I'm going to get ready to read the synopsis of the show, it's not that simple, all right? It's a lot of times, it's you got repeat customers, what I like to call them, repeat customers, repeat borrowers. A lot of times, people don't want to pay you back. It's a multitude of things that go on when it comes down to lending money to friends and family that can make you just be like, ugh, you're not even fucking with it in any way, shape, or form, all right? You're not even trying to even, you don't do it, or you did it in the past, you got burned or whatever, and now you change your whole outlook on, you know what I'm saying, doing that, you feel me? There's a lot of things that make people, like, not do it at all. But you got some people who, like, no matter what, even if they get burned by friends or burned by family or whatever, it's like, still, they gave it out the kindness of their heart in the first place. So if they didn't get it back, they didn't give it back. But that's not what they weren't looking for it back anyway. So they still continue to give if they got it. If they don't, they don't. I'm going to discuss these motherfuckers that can't understand I don't got it. You the motherfuckers, I really hate them. The motherfuckers that get an attitude, you say, I ain't got it. Nigga, how you going to get mad at me because I ain't got some shit to give you? See, there's a whole bunch of different breakdowns of shit that's going to be going on tonight on the show, right? That's going to make people just be like, you know, damn, I might be a crab-ass nigga. You feel me? Or I might be gullible as fuck. We're gonna figure out which one you are, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Like I said, this is a breakdown that I do for each and every show to let people know what the business is, you feel me, what we're going to be talking about, all right? So here we go for episode 162. Let me hold something. And I'm reading now. lending out money can sometimes be the nicest deed you can do, or frankly, it can be the worst mistake of your life. All right, it can go both ways. Really could sometimes. It could go both ways, all right? Oftentimes, when it comes to money, you feel me? People who you think are your friends will quickly make you pump your brakes. All right? Make you pump your brakes and show you how close you really are. Now, before I even go any further, this is not to say that if somebody won't loan you any money, they're not your friend. Okay? And we're going to talk about that. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, because some people say, look, I can be your friend, I just don't loan you money. I don't loan anybody money. It's not any friend. I don't give a fuck who it is. You feel me? And I'm going to ask you for that. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Of course, you know how it works. And I'll get into that. But I'm going to go ahead and keep reading right now. All right? Now, that's because most of us, 98% of the population, it's only 1% of the population that's wealthy. So most of us have to work for our money. True fact. All right? Thus, we don't take it lightly when we have to dish it out. Who? I don't give a fuck if it's paying for a bill. You feel what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if it's paying for a bill. Like right now, if you get a bill in the mail and it's like normally your water bill is $30 and now all of a sudden you get a bill in the mail and it's $200. But you ain't gonna just be like, okay, well, that's the water bill. Let me pay $200. No, you're gonna be like, hold on, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck? You're gonna call, you're gonna investigate, you're gonna be like, why the fuck my bills? You know, nobody who has to work for their money just dishes out their money freely. So this is no different. All right? So we don't take shit lightly when we have to dish out money. When someone asks to borrow money from you, no matter if it's family or friends, your first instinct is to say, A, why? Why do you need this? I don't give a shit who you are. brother, mama. I'm going to ask you why. Girlfriend, whatever. I'm going to ask you why. Why do you need money from me? If you don't want to be asked why, if you want to be one of the people who just say, just give it to me, why you got to ask why, fuck you. Just don't ask me for no money then. Because I'm going to ask you why. I don't give a fuck if I've been fucking you 3 years straight and you just swallowed half my throat babies. I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to ask you why. Who doesn't ask why when people ask them for money? I'm not rich. You're going to get the why. You don't want to get the why? Don't ask me. Just for anybody listening, future reps. Okay? There's nothing wrong with asking. If I ask to borrow money from somebody, fucking, if they ask me why, I'm not going to get mad. The fuck is that? I'm asking you for some shit. So, when someone asks to borrow money from you, no matter if it's friends or family, all right, your first instinct is to say why, and then, no. Now listen, I know a lot of people are going to say, look, Blizzard, you tripping. No, I'm not tripping. Your first instinct is to be like, I don't want to lend you money. It's like, even though, you know what I'm saying, maybe this might be a little bit more, I think that your first instinct is to kind of say no. Not because you don't want to, it's just like, whoa, you know, it's like, money, ho, ow, ho, whoa, whoa, money, I don't know, money, yeah, I don't know. But then, you know, depending on who it is, you soften it up, you know what I'm saying? But the why is concrete, all right? That goes around the board. So, not that it makes you stingy, it's just, you know, who the hell, you know, it's like you think to yourself, why do you need this money? What are you doing? Who is this person? And that goes into the history of the person, the makeup of the person, who they are. Do you know for a fact they're going to take this money and go put it in the crack pipe? Or do you know they're really going to take this money and use it for what the fuck they're actually telling you for? You feel what I'm saying? All these are determining factors, all right? But this is the real world where even good people who are not lazy, stupid, or any of that can often need a hand. In this economy that we got, people are losing their jobs left and right. I recently went through that shit. I know what it's like. You feel what I'm saying? So, you can't always say that, you know what I'm saying, just because somebody asking you for money that they're a bum or they're a begging motherfucker. Sometimes shit can come up and normal people just have to be fucked up and have to ask friends or people for money that they normally don't do. All right? And we're going to address that. All right? But in the real world, sometimes people are not lazy, stupid, or any of that, and they need a hand. Like I said, in this economy that we got. So now, of course, we all have those friends and family that always, shorty, all the fucking time, shorty, damn it, always need to seem to borrow some money. You always broke, nigga. Bitch, you always broke. It's either to support a habit or pay a bill or something. So they say. They always have their fucking hand out. But then we know about them. We expect them to have their hand out. That's why we dodge their motherfucking ass when we see them coming. Yeah! Alright? On occasion, though, people who don't normally ask you for anything may have to ask you for something. They may have to suck up some pride. Because if you're not the type of person who asks people for some shit all the time, it should be hard. It's hard for me to ask for help. It's hard for me to ask for money. I really, 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 really hate doing it. It is not easy for me to do that. Because not most of the time I don't need help. Alright? But if I'm like anybody else, shit can happen. If I have to, oftentimes somebody offers it to me before I ask because they know I won't ask. And they know I might need it. But they know I'm not gonna ask. So they offer it to me before I even ask. And sometimes I'll be like, I'm good, and they'll be like, here, take it. Because I know you fucking need it. You just being a fucking prideful motherfucker. I'll take that. I'll be the prideful motherfucker who won't ask for help before I be labeled as the begging motherfucker. If I gotta pick, fuck it. If I gotta pick, fuck it. I'll be that nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Alright, that's me. That's cool. I'll be the prideful motherfucker who don't want to ask for help before I be the motherfucker who always got his fucking hand out. Alright? That's okay. If you're that person, kudos. Because I'm that person. Actually, I wish everybody was that person. But sadly, and for this episode, we're going to find out quickly when people start hitting these phone lines that's not the case, especially when it comes down to family. Especially when it comes down to family. It's not the case, man. Alright? Alright, so, like I said, this is more about this show is more about the people who really not. Of course, we're going to address the begging motherfuckers, but this show is really this show is really mostly about the people who really don't need help often, all right? But these are still your friends or family, all right? These are the people that if you can, you know what I'm saying? The people who rarely ask for help, if you can, and you really are a friend and you really are their fam, all right? You should always help, in my opinion, you should always help them if you can. They don't ask for it often, if ever, and when they do, it's going to be for something like a bill or food or something that they need. It's not going to be because they need a pack of cigarettes or they want to go out to the club tonight. You feel me? It's not why they're asking you for the money. These are the people who I'm really talking about on the show. But of course, we got to address the begging motherfuckers. We got to address the always broke motherfuckers. We got to talk about them because they're part of this equation. They are the reason why you don't want to help the motherfucker who really never really ask you for shit. It's their asses. All you begging motherfuckers are the reason why the people who really need some shit every now and again can't get shit. It's because of your begging ass, nigga. Bitch. It's you. That's why. That's why the rich uncle you got or whatever probably never gives any money to anybody else. Because all your crackhead cousins are broke ass motherfucking begging ass family members and friends and crab niggas friends be the ones hitting them up for cash for bullshit. But we're still going to talk about that. We're going to address that. Should you loan that money out if you got it? If you really a friend, if that's your fam and you got it, and they never really ask for shit. But some people don't give a fuck if they never ask for shit or not. So here are the questions, and then we're going to open up the phone line. Question one. How do you feel about loaning money to family or friends? All right. How do you feel about loaning money to family or friends? Question number two. Have you ever had someone not pay you back and it cost you your friendship? Have you ever loaned a friend money, they didn't pay you back, and it cost you a friendship? You're not friends with them no more because of that incident. Is that really a reason to stop being friends? Is that really a reason to stop being friends? Really? That's really your friend, and you let them borrow some money they're supposed to pay you back, but they couldn't, or they didn't, and now you're not friends no more? Were you really friends? I don't know. We'll discuss that. Question number three. Have you ever fell out with a family member over a monetary favor? The first question was about friends. The second one was specifically about family. All right. Question number four. What would you consider too much to lend to a friend or a fam? What's the amount of money right now? You know what I'm saying? If they call and ask you for it, you'd be like, oh, shit. I mean, I got it, nigga, but hell, shit. You know, fuck that. Question is, if you got it and you can spare it, why wouldn't you? If that's your friend or your fam. And they never really asked you for shit. They don't have a history of, like, crabbing out on you. That's the question. Do you do it or do you not? If not, are you really a good friend? Is that really your family? Do you really love your family? Because you have some motherfuckers like, nigga, I love my family. I ride for mine, but won't give a motherfucker $20. We're going to discuss all this. Last question. Do you think people that can lend money but don't are stingy? Or are they just smart enough to know not to do it? Huh? Which one is it? All right? Those are the questions. We're going to the phone lines. Episode 162, K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you listen to the props. Make sure you hit the number 1 on the keypad, on your computer, Skype pad, whatever the hell you're dialing me from. And let me know that you want to actually talk to me. If not, I'll assume you're just listening on the phone lines. I got some people on the phone lines, but not a lot of people hitting the number 1. But who I do have hitting the number 1 is from the 904. What it do?
What up, man?
What up, man? Oh, this homie Mike. Mike G, what's poppin', man?
Shit.
All right, thanks for calling the show.
Had to call in on this one, shit, because I've been there.
I know you can relate.
I called you asking for money.
I know you can relate. Hold on. Let me tell you something. And this is one of my friends on the phone. So I'm glad I got my people who actually my friends and stuff calling me. You feel me? But if you know, just hit the number 1 and call in anyway. But I'm just saying, I'm glad my first call was somebody who actually knows me. Because just somebody that I consider a friend, You feel what I'm saying? There's somebody on the phone line right now that I consider a friend. And that if I got it, I would lend it to him. You feel me? If I have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's if I have it. If I don't have it, I don't have it. I'll tell you what. Shit, nigga, I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But the problem is, sometimes when you tell people you ain't got it, they either, A, don't believe you for some reason. That's you ever had that happen to you, dog? You ever had somebody ask you for some shit, and really, you would give it to you if you had it, but, nigga, you don't, and then they get an attitude with you, like, nigga, you do? Like, they know what, like, they count, like they got your access to your account or some shit? You ever had that
happen? That happens all the time, because, you know what I'm saying, especially if you doing some illegal activity. They damn sure think that, you know what I'm saying, act as if you ain't putting your ass on the line to make that money. You know what I'm saying? They act like, oh, it's just, you know, oh, you got it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you doing what you do. Man, come on, you know I need that. Motherfuckers have come to me like that. And I'm like, shit, when I ain't had shit, when I was fucking with that brother and she kicked me out and I ain't had nothing, not a dime in my name, you know what I'm saying? Not too many people came through for me, you know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this though. Now, so you see, I'm glad you started off like that right there. Let me tell you why. Because this is a very, very important part of what I'm talking about on the show tonight for episode 162. Let me hold something. You said that you've had people ask you something, and the reason why, I'm assuming this is what you're saying. You're saying that you didn't let them have, you may have got your weight up and you good now, you got money. But then, you won't loan it to other people because when you was down, you ain't had nobody to lean on, and them niggas ain't had nothing for you. So now, even though you may have it now, you won't loan a nigga shit now because they didn't help you when you was down. Is that what you're saying?
It depends on who it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like you. Well, I asked you. You know what I'm saying? You said you ain't have it. You know what I'm saying? But if I know you needed the money, I'll send it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wouldn't think twice about it. You know what I mean? But, like, I really don't, because, you know what I'm saying, it's like a lot of these people that I knew, they had some money, you know what I'm saying, I mean, I wasn't even asking for much. I'm just like, man, I just need some money to pay my car note, you know what I mean? And, you know, this chick kicked me out, I ain't had nothing, no job, nothing, I had to move back, you know what I'm saying, home and shit. It's like, you know, this is only 4 years ago, but, you know, I felt like shit, you know what I'm saying, I haven't asked anybody for anything. I ain't never had to do nothing like that in my life. You know what I'm saying? But shit.
But so
now, a couple years after that, when they got a gig and they started, you know, getting his money right, pushing the Lexus and shit, the motherfuckers like, whoa, Mike done came. You know, I mean, I let one of my homeboys, like, you know, borrow like $500 about, you know, 3-4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
That nigga took forever paying me back, you know what I mean? But like I said, he was more than cash then, you know what I'm saying? When I was broke, oh, I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess to answer your question, that don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's frustrating, but in a way, it's like, it's fulfilling to me because it's like, shit. You know, I know, you know what I'm saying? I know I done came up by my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? So, to me, it's like shit. I don't know. It made me feel good that I could even feel that way.
Right. Okay. So, in general, how do you feel about loaning money to family or friends? The first question. In general, how do you feel about it? Are you, if you got it, you will give it? I'm one of the people who, if I got it, I will. If I don't, I'm going to tell you straight up I don't. You feel me? I have no problem telling somebody, you know, straight up I don't. And I don't have no problem when I ask somebody for some shit and they tell me straight up they don't. I don't even get an attitude if I think they lying or whatever. Because actually, in all actuality, I really don't know. You feel what I'm saying?
I really don't know. I guess you got to look at the situation. You know, you got to look at the situation. Just like the dude I let loan $500. You know what I mean? He had just lost his car. I knew he, you know, he was driving his girl's car. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, you know, he still had his car. This nigga still had, you know what I mean, a chain on or some shit. You know, where you like, man, shit, you don't look like you. You know what I mean? He started looking like he was getting broke. So, shit, I helped him out, you know.
Okay.
But,
have you ever had someone, a friend, not pay you back and it cost you a friendship? loan them money and then they didn't pay you back and then now y'all fell out. Y'all ain't friends no more. Have you ever had that happen?
Nah. I ain't never had that happen.
Never?
It's happened before. I've let motherfuckers let me hold $50, you know, and we just going out or something to the club or some shit like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, like, we got to, like you was talking about in your opening thing, you know, we got a homeboy like that. I mean, everybody got a friend like that. We call him broke-ass job. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with him, you know what I'm saying? And his excuse for years was, oh, I'm a student. I'm a college student. Now he got his degree, and he's still broke. You know what I'm saying? He can't get a job. He's going on like a year and a half now. You know what I mean? But he labeled that. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of cat that will go out with you. You go to the club or bar or whatever, and if there's a cover charge, he won't even have that. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know, he's old 20. All right, you know. But it ain't never costing me my friendship. You met the nigga when you came down here.
Right. I know. I see what you're saying, but it never cost like you a friendship, right? But it never cost you a friendship. So you feel like even though your friend don't pay you no money back, you might be pissed off at him or whatever, but you're not gonna stop being friends with him because they didn't pay you any money back. Is that not enough?
Nah.
My question, I asked that question because the underlying question that is, are you really a motherfucker's friend if that can make you stop being their friend? Like, they didn't fuck your wife, or they didn't, you know what I'm saying, you feel me? But you loaned them some money, and you thought you was going to get it back, and they never did give it back. Is that enough to cost you a friendship, a true friendship? Not an association, but then again, we don't loan associates money. We loan friends money. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the question. Like,
yeah,
is that enough to really cost you a friendship if you really truly that person's friend?
I personally know, but I bet you do have callers tonight that are like, yeah, I ain't friends, especially females. Females get like that. You know what I mean?
I think niggas do that shit. I don't think that's just a female thing. I think a lot of niggas do that. Personally, I think it might be even for the niggas and the women on that one. I don't know. Let me move on. We'll see when we go to the phone line. It's probably gonna be even, man. Cause I'm telling you, man, niggas be tripping about money like that.
It's a lot of money. You talking about G's? Of course. You know what I'm saying? But you really shouldn't even loan nobody no motherfucking money like that. You know what I'm saying? Unless you know. Really, what's that unwritten rule?
That's the next question. That's one of the questions. Like, what do you consider too much to be loaning anyone, a friend or a fam?
What I'm about to say. That unwritten rule of, you know, can you live without it if this motherfucker don't pay you back? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I mean.
So never loaned
that $500 I loaned them, I was like, shit, I hope I get it back. You know what I mean? But, you know, I didn't. I got it in something else. You know what I mean? I got something back for it, but you know what I'm saying? It wasn't cash in hand. You feel me?
Right.
I'm like, man, nigga, I had to put cash in your hand, man. You should put cash in my hand back. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't. You know,
okay.
That's so have you ever, thing for me.
Okay. Have you ever fell out with a family member over money or a monetary favor? A family member?
No. Now,
my
dad, though, he almost fell out with me.
That counts, nigga.
If
you was the motherfucker who borrowed it.
He bailed me out of jail.
The borrower or the fucking giver. Have you ever fell out with a family over some monetary shit? So then if you borrow money from your
he bailed me out of jail, you know what I'm saying? And I never had paid him back, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, he eventually, like a year later, was like, man, don't even worry about it, you know what I'm saying? He said, you know.
Okay.
You know.
But did y'all
for a while, he was throwing it in my face. You ain't even trying to pay me back. You know what I'm saying?
He was right, nigga. You supposed to pay him back, weren't you?
Man, but nigga, I ain't had much. That was nigga was broke.
Okay, so you're not broke now. Did you pay it back?
Oh, no, I knew you were going to hit me with that.
That's the type of shit I be talking about. You see what I'm saying?
Nigga, my dad's fine, man. He don't need my damn money, man. He's retired from the service, man. He does not need my damn money.
Did your daddy hit the lottery and you didn't tell me about it, homie? What the fuck you mean he don't need it?
No, but shit, he don't need my money.
Why the fuck don't he need his money back? See the type of shit. This the nigga shit right here I be talking about. Now, you done came up. You done bought you a new Lexus. You loaned the other motherfuckers money, but you ain't paid the motherfucker back who bailed you out of jail. This is the nigga shit. Now, if you're another, if another family member or whoever else needs to be bailed out of jail, your pops is going to be like, nah, because your ass fucked it up for everybody. Thanks. Thanks. You see what I'm saying?
Damn,
boy. You see what I'm out? Perfect example of the type of shit that niggas be doing. Let me ask this nigga the last question. You feel me? See what I'm saying?
Man, first of all, man, whoa. Let me just tell myself on that. We got kids. You ain't going to leave your kid in jail. Come on now. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't talking about my kids. We talking about your grown adult ass went to jail. Okay.
You know, if your grown ass son was 18, 19, if you got some shit, you going to bail him out of jail. Without even thinking about it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to bail him out. But if
you expecting to pay you back? If he ain't got a job?
Hey, I didn't say when you got a job. I was talking about after you done came up and bought the brand new Lexus with the rims on it, nigga. You got some money now.
Lord.
Let me get that back. See what I'm saying? This type of shit I be talking. You hear me? This is exactly
right. Yeah,
right here. Perfect example. All right. Next question before I go on. Do you think that people that can lend money and don't are stingy or just smart enough not to do it?
Say it again.
Do you think that people who can lend money but don't are stingy or just smart enough not to do it? So if you got the money and you don't want it, and you got the money, you can lend it out. Would you say, man, that motherfucker just tight? He's just a fucking tight pocket. You feel me? Or you say, nah, he know better than to lend motherfuckers money. You don't need to lend motherfuckers money. Which one are they? Which one would you generally say people are when they don't lend money? Either stingy or you'd be like, nah, fuck that. He's smart. Which one?
Most of them stingy motherfuckers. Selfish. You know.
Really?
That's what I think. I think most people are just really stingy. You know, whether they got it or not, they're going to look for a reason not to. You know what I'm saying? Until it's their ass, you know? You know?
Okay.
I mean, I just think that's what it is. I don't think that most people, you know, that, you know, I don't look at it like, oh, he's smart, you know? Hell no. If that's supposed to be a friend or family, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, that's just being stingy.
All right. So you say it's stingy. All right. Stay on the line. I got some more callers on the line. Don't go anywhere. But one more time for you. You know what I'm saying? You going to get you pay your daddy back, Sean.
I ain't paying my daddy nothing.
See what I'm saying? It's how, do y'all hear this? This is why niggas don't. This is why people don't loan people money, family money.
Hey.
Got the
my
money.
My dad ain't give me nothing. My dad ain't give me nothing when my mom died. She had $150,000. Insurance policy. He ain't giving none of us for his nothing.
Hold on. Hold the fuck up. I'm coming, Shay. I'm coming 713. Hold on. I know this because I know you didn't just say that shit on my show. I know you didn't. I was about to move on from you until you just said that outlandish, ludicrous statement. What the fuck that got to do with anything? It was the motherfucking insurance policy.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
That's some nigga shit to me. That's some nigga
really?
Shit. I mean, $110,000, he couldn't even. I mean, my mom died. This is my mom. I ain't getting nothing. You know what I'm saying? He just paid his house off. He got three cars. He's fine. You know what I'm saying? I went to jail. He bailed me out.
When you got out of jail, where did you go stay?
Where did I go what?
Where did you go stay when you got out of jail?
I stayed with him.
Bye. Next caller, 850-319. Shay, what's happening?
Hey, you know, how you doing?
I'm back and forth with Mike tonight. Because Mike, the reason why I'm not talking to you, Mike, is because he paid that house off because your ass, at the end of the day, never really had to worry about nowhere to lay your fucking head. You may bitch and complain and say you need to get up and get your own shit because you a grown-ass fucking man, but he paid that fucking house off, and guess what? You're never really technically going to be homeless, ever. And you know. But oh, no. Oh, no. You should have got some money. What do you think?
At least he didn't get evicted at midnight.
Got evicted at midnight.
My dad held an eviction meeting at midnight and told all of us we had to get out.
At midnight?
Yeah. We didn't have to get out at midnight, but he held the meeting from midnight, and we let's just say we were all out about the next week.
Wow. Your own dad put you out?
Yeah, Daddy was serious about that. I mean, now he'll give us the shirt off his back, but he was like, look, y'all grown. Y'all need to be on your own. And we got out.
Wow. It's kind of stiff. That's kind of harsh. Welcome to the show, Shay. 713's up next, 843's after that. In that order, we got a couple more calls, but you guys got to make sure you hit the number one on the keypad, or I will just assume you're just listening to the show. Episode 162, K100 Internet Radio, you dig? 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Let me hold something. Talking about lending money. You're talking about lending money or, you know what I'm saying, accepting money, however way it goes for you. All right, from family members and friends. All right, that's what we're talking about. So you were on the line. You heard the synopsis of the show, the breakdown.
Yeah.
We discussed a couple of things already. Mike was doing good. I almost got away with not killing Mike until he just had to say something to get himself killed. That did it for him. how do you feel about loaning money to friends or family? What do you feel about?
I feel like. I have a rule now because I got burned loaning money to friends and family that I only loan out as much as I can stand to not get back.
Okay, that's my standing rule also. I think that's just common fucking sense. Let me say something. Look, if it's your light bill money, you feel me? You got to keep your lights on. You got to have gas in your car. You got to pay your rent. If loaning you this money and you not paying me back within the week or 2 weeks or whatever we said is going to make some shit in my crib get cut the fuck off or make me get put out of some shit, you cannot get that money. Yes, I got $2,000 in my bank account right now. Yes, you asked me for $200, but I got $2,100 worth of bills coming up within the next 2 weeks that got to be paid. I cannot give you $200 because if I don't get that $200 back, some shit's not getting paid. Yes, I have it now, but if you don't pay me back, I'm not going to be able to pay some shit. Therefore, no, you can't have the bread. That's how it works. That's how I do it in my world. When I tell you no, it may not necessarily mean that I'm broke. So I can tell you no, I can't loan you $200, nigga, and I can still go out to the club tonight and spend $30, $40 in the club. You feel me? Because I still got some money, but I don't got $200 to loan your fucking ass that you could possibly not pay back.
And that's your money anyway. You're obligated to have to borrow, let anybody loan, borrow it.
Say what now?
That's your money anyway. You're not obligated to.
You're not obligated. I know you're not obligated to let anyone borrow anything. I know that. But when we're talking about, this is why I'm having the show. When we're talking about friends, the definition of friend and family, loved ones, people you love, people you got love for, your family, people you will ride or die for, okay, and friends. And I don't use the word, I'm not using the word friend lightly in this conversation, people. I am not, once again, not talking about associates. Long time or so, I'm talking about friends. All right? I'm not talking about associates in this conversation. We're not talking about those people. We're talking about friends. All right? I will give them, if I can lose it, I will give it to them. No questions asked. If I can stand to lose it. If they ask me for $200 and I can stand and lose $50, I tell them, man, I got $50. Because I know I ain't worried about the $50. But I can't give you the whole two, Charlie. You might go ask for the $50. You feel what I'm saying? If you got that many friends, hopefully you do. I'll give you what I can. Before I even tell you no, I'll be like, man, you asked me for $200, I ain't got it. I'll give you $50, though. I got that. Bam. You know what I'm saying? That's my rule of it. Even if I can't give you what you asked for, if I got something I can give, I'll give that to you.
If they really need it, they would take that.
Yeah, if they really need it, they would take
it. Go to the next person and be like, look, you know, I borrowed this much. Can I borrow this much from you?
Right. You feel me? So that's how it works with me. You feel me? That's true definition of a friend. So like I said, once again, for this conversation, I'm not talking about associates. So you have a standing rule that, like most people do, don't loan out what you can't stand to get back. All right, question number two.
Exactly.
Have you ever had a friend or even yourself not pay someone back or had a friend not pay you back and it caused you to fall out. Y'all had a falling out in your friendship over the money that somebody didn't pay back.
Yes, I have. And it was a very extenuating circumstance. This particular friend, we had been friends for many, many years, and I had helped her out through some times. I mean, her and her kids would come stay at my house, you know, I'd gone in the middle of the night to pick up her and her kids and her ex acting a fool, just all kinds of stuff. And she had came short. She had a business. She had came short, and she needed somebody to help her out. And she's supposed to pay me a set amount. I knew she was having a hard time, so I was like, okay, just wait till the end of the season, and you can just pay me then. Well, come to the end of the season, she come up with all these different excuses and all this kind of other stuff, yet she's coming out of the pocket paying for other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, you know you owe somebody some money, especially if they worked for you to keep your business from going underground, and now you're going to act like you don't have it. And then I even had, and, you know, and considering, and that wasn't the last thing. That was, like, the major part of it. Like, after I went through a breakup or whatever, instead of getting an apartment, she decided, well, we talked about it, decided that, okay, well, let's move in together. We can share expenses, this kind of thing, whatever. And I was like, okay, that might work. Well, it didn't work out. But if she was a real friend, she would have just let me stay there for 2 weeks like I had let her stay at my place. But that's another story. So when it came down to the money, I was like, this is the last straw. Because it basically ended up I was a better friend to her than she was to me. So I just had to let it go.
So you, so then was she really your friend? Did you really consider her a friend?
Yeah, I really did. No, we were friends. I mean, we was like, you know, friends. But like I said, it's like sometimes when it comes involving money, that's why I don't like really involve like large amounts of money up to like thousands of dollars with friends because, you know, if it comes to that, you know, and if I didn't need the money too, then I wouldn't have gone to, you know, I would have sent somebody else to work for her. You know, I would have found her somebody. But I was like, well, you know what? I need some extra money. Yeah, I'll help you out, you know. You can just pay me at the end of the season. No big deal. But, yeah, that didn't work out well.
Well, and so now you feel, I guess you were right. I mean, I don't know, though.
I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I mean,
your friend, would you
friend.
Really fall out with, see, the question I had when I asked that question is, and I'm posing the second question, the part B to that question is, are you really a friend if you can fall out over something like money? That's the question that I have to that question.
For me, it was the principle of the matter. It was really the principle. Yes, I did need the money, and I could have gone to work somewhere else to make that money and got paid on time. But, you know, since she was a friend and she was in a situation, I was like, okay, she can pay me what she's paying them, which, you know, was cheap for her because I was going to do a hell of a lot better since she was my friend. You know what I mean? Because like, when you're working for friends and family, you're going to do a better job than if it's like, you know.
Not necessarily, but, yeah.
Well, for me, I am. I mean, for me, I am. You know, I'm going to look after them before I look after anybody else.
Okay.
So
and
at that point, I was just like, yeah, I have to cut my losses somewhere.
All right. I don't know if I agree. I guess I see your point. She did you dirty or whatever, but still poses.
Now, I haven't had any other friends that I've done that. I mean, she was like, and because we were so close,
that's why I cut me deep like that. Hold on, let me ask you this. Have you had anybody else that you ever loaned money to or anything like that, and y'all didn't pay each other back or whatever, and y'all still friends?
Yeah, I do. I still do. That's what I said. I mean, it's just kind of like I talked it up.
Why not that person then?
As much as we had been through together, we were like sister friends. I mean, it was like that. And I felt like she really just took advantage of me. That was the bottom thing. I mean, it's like we was close, like family close. I mean, the stuff that we had been through together. And I feel like if my enemies don't treat me like that, I really don't need my friends treat me like that.
So basically when she did that, you took her out of friend category and was like, fuck her. And you just... If I saw her
somewhere broke down, I would still help her, but we don't associate anymore like that.
I think Mike is going to end up being right. Mike is going to probably end up being right. The females might be the ones who might be like, fuck that. I hate it
but
when Mike...
But you know what, though? It wasn't even immediately after that, though. I gave her chances again, to even after the money situation. It was like the last straw was like the move-in situation, and, you know, she was like kind of shady, and I was like, you know what, she already owed me money and still ain't trying to, you know, anything. If she knew she owed me money instead of, like, you know, moving in, she could have just said, okay, well, you know, you're only going to be here for this amount of time. Let's just call it even. You know what I mean? Or something like that. That's what a friend does.
Right.
Not charge you, like, what you would pay somewhere else for rent, and you're only going to be there for, like, half a damn month.
Mm-hmm.
But because she was a friend, I knew she needed some money. I was like, okay, this, you know, I want to go back to my parents' house, so, you know, I want to get a hotel for 2 weeks, so I'll just do this.
Right.
That's why I said I was a better friend to her than she was to me. And
so that's why you
realized
it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the money. It was about the money, but big, I don't know. I guess.
I could have looked past the money if when I needed her, she had been there. But since she turned her back again, it was like, you know what? This ain't a good friend. So we had to let that ride.
So it's just,
I could have been nasty like some people and took her to court, but I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah, that really been extreme. Okay, next question is, have you ever fell out with a family member over a monetary favor? Not a friend, but a family member over a monetary favor.
Me and my sister, we fall out all the time over money. I just got to the point where, you know, it's family. I just look at it like this. It's family. I just don't even worry about it. You know, if I got it, I'll give it to her. And I don't even look to get it back or whatever, and that's just how it is. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes it is you loan somebody money, and then they forget. And, you know, you don't want to, like, keep bringing it up. So I'm just like, I just got to come up with, like...
Why not? Why would you keep bringing it up?
Because you know they know. Especially, like, when you loan somebody money, and, for instance, and they go in and buy CDs. Like, really? You just borrowed money from me to go buy CDs?
Why would you even lend them? Okay.
Well, because I'm thinking it's for the baby.
Do you ask why?
Yeah, I used to. Now I don't. I just, if I have it and if I can stand to give it to her, I will, or whoever the person is. But if I don't, then it don't matter why. I don't have it.
Okay.
Now, if it's like somebody need gas in their car to get to work or whatever, okay, I'll share what I have with you. But, you know, just to say let me borrow whatever, if I just can't give it to you without knowing why you got to have it, no, I just can't give it to you.
Okay. What is considered too much to lend to a friend or family? How much money would you just not lend anybody, friend or family? Just
you know
too much
what?
Money.
I don't.
Even if you got it.
I don't know if there is an amount, really.
No?
I mean, because if I have it, I honestly I will give it. I mean, if it's for my family or my friends, people I consider my friends, I mean, I'll give it. And if I have it. Now, if I don't have it, or if it's going to mean the difference of whether I'm going to be able to keep my lights on or not, I just can't lend it. I mean, it's simple as that. I'll invite them over to dinner. You know, you can come over and take a shower over here, whatever you got to do, but if I ain't got it, I ain't got it.
Okay. Do you think people that – do you think when people can lend money and they don't, are they being stingy? Are they just stingy? Are they not good friends? Or are they just smart enough not to loan friends money because of what could potentially happen?
Well, I think there's different scenarios, but for the most part, I think if somebody really, really has it and it's, like, not going to break them or really not going to put them out, if it's like, the difference, you know, to them, like, you know, the equivalent of, like, a pair of shoes or whatever, and it's not going to break them, but it's going to make a difference to that other person, I think that's being stingy in that situation. Because you really don't get blessed for being stingy. Now, if you know somebody is in need and you're in a position where your little bit, what might be a little bit to you, can really help that person, make a difference to that person, I think you should give it. You should help that person.
All right.
I look at it like this. It could be me. You know, I look at it, okay, now what if it was me? You know, and it takes a lot for some people to ask for stuff. You know, you
right.
never know what that person could have gone through before they even got up the nerve to come down and, you know, ask you for that.
Right.
So if you have it, and, you know, they might have went down the list like, okay, well, who might have it? Well, dang, let me go ahead and ask. It don't hurt to ask, you know? And then
right.
if you tell them no, knowing good and well that that person really, really needed it, that's wrong. I just think that's wrong.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to say one more thing. One thing I hate, a pet peeve of mine that I really fucking hate, is when people tell you, and this has happened to me before with a family member, this is one thing that I really just, now, I hope none of you people, 713, I'm coming to you, 843 also. This is one thing I hate. I hate when people say they're going to loan you some shit, and then you say, okay, but then when it comes time for you to come and pick it up or come and get it or whatever, then they be like dodging you. That right there.
Oh.
Is the absolute worst thing in the world but that you could do. Just tell whoever it is that no, you don't have it. Don't tell anyone that you can loan them some shit, and then when they come to you to come and pick up, you feel me, the loan that you said they were going to get, now you don't answer your phone, whatever. See, that's where you're not a friend. You're just a fucking lame. Like, you're just a fucking crab. Like, you're just a fucking... You're a real bitch. You feel what I'm saying?
I think that's worse than not paying somebody.
That's worse than borrowing some shit from a motherfucker and not paying them back. Saying that you're going to loan somebody some shit, I call you, and you say, yeah, I'll give it to you on Wednesday or whatever, and it's Monday, and I call you Wednesday, and now you don't answer the phone. That's, like, worse than me. That's worse than you not, like, borrowing $500 from me and not paying it back. I'd rather you do that than do what I just said.
Because then, not only did you need it, otherwise you wouldn't have asked for it, but you done depended on that person being able to come through, and then you give it back whenever you say you're going to give it back. And then you go, and then they, you know, they don't even come through. So it's like,
right.
Well, dang, if you had just said no, I could have gone through another avenue, and I wouldn't be double stuck.
I wouldn't have to wait on that. I wouldn't have waited those 2 days. I'd be like, okay, blah, 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 blah. You feel me? That's happened to me in the past. You feel what I'm saying?
That happened to me in the past.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't cut my family member off because they did that. But from that point on, I didn't look at them the same. You feel me? Like, I got love for that person still. You feel me? That's still my peoples. But I don't look at them the same anymore. You feel me?
You're trying to shake your head like, dang.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if they need some shit from me, I would like to tell myself that I'm a bigger person and I really won't do this. But in all honesty, if they really needed something from me, I probably would be like, nah, I ain't got it. Even if I do have it. You feel what I'm saying? Because of that shit.
It's because only human nature, because you would be thinking about that. You would be thinking about that. You can't help but think about it.
Can't help but remember some shit like that. That shit really just, mm-hmm. that, to me, that was worse than me loaning you some shit and you not paying me back.
Because they didn't have to do that. They could have just said, no, I don't have, they could have made up something, anything.
I never get mad. I really, people who know me know, I rarely ask people for shit. I'm not the begging motherfucker. I'm not the always broke nigga. That's not me. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I've always had my own. It's been rare occasions when I had fell between the cracks because of it. And if I did, it was a circumstance. Something happened. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something had to happen. You feel me? It just wasn't. You feel me? I've got most of my friends can tell you they ain't never had to give me shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But in those instances, you know what I'm saying? When you have to suck your pride up or whatever and do that, that's like an ultimate slap in the face when somebody does that. That shit right there to you. Like, just go ahead and just tell them. That's why when people tell me no, even though, it's been times where I needed something, somebody was like, man, I ain't got it. I didn't get mad because it's been times when people came to me, asked me for shit, and I told them I didn't have it. And I meant it.
Yeah. You can't help it if you ain't got what they need, you know, or whatever, and they can't help it if they ain't got what you need. It's just an unfortunate situation.
Right. And the one last thing before I get to the 713 that I want to say.
Okay.
Do not get fucking mad if somebody tells you they don't have it, even if you think you know they got it. Mike, you're going to get mad at your pops. You feel me? For that shit. All right?
I just say thank you anyway. I appreciate it.
It's crazy. Anyway. All right. Stay on the line, Shay. I'm going to 713.
All right. I might put on, but I'll be listening.
All right,
Justin,
you on the
air with
K-100. What's
poppin'? What up, Blizz? What up, man? This your boy, Phil Wildlife, Jesus, man. What the business is, man? Fan biz, stand up. What's up?
What up, man? What's happening? Thanks for calling the show. You did? Fan biz, you feel me? Houston, what it do? You know what I mean? Thanks, man, for calling the show. Appreciate you staying on the line this long to holler at me. You understand what I'm saying? Russ, what up? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. All right. So let me ask you this, fam. Let me go ahead and jump right into it. You've been on the line. You already know what we're talking about. How do you feel about loaning money to family or friends in general?
I don't mind, man. Never mind it. Never mind it, man. If I got it to spare, I got it, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't really be tripping on it, man.
What about like my last caller just said, do you live by the rule where if you got it, do you loan it, you only loan it if you got it to give? Do you loan it if you really ain't got it?
In certain situations, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to real close to heart family, like baby mama and daughter and mama and, you know what I'm saying, grandma and shit like that, yeah, I'll do that, you know what I'm saying, because like you said earlier about, you know what I'm saying, dude earlier with his pops and shit, and he'll never have no, you know what I'm saying, never be homeless and shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to real close family, man, if I got just enough to make it, then I still got to give it to them. Yeah, I give it to them. It's nothing.
Okay. All right. I think what you just said is key. Now, my rule is, I keep the general rule, like Shay said, where I don't loan out money that I can't stand to lose. But if it's like dire, and I mean dire, like something really severe, like you really finna be on the street, and I can't put you up because I don't have any room, or I can't do it myself, and then, like, you know what I'm saying, and then I'll do it if I feel like I could. I'm a hustler. I can come up on some bread probably quicker than this person. This person ain't got no hustle in them whatsoever. They have no other way to get money. Like me, I got other ways of getting money. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll get some money another kind of way. If I feel like in between now and point A and point B, I can hustle up some more money, I'll go in a hole. But that is only reserved for, like you said, super close, absolutely brother, mother, kids. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You feel
exactly.
me? Type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You feel me? Like that right there. That's not just a friend. Even if we is friends, I got friends who I won't necessarily go there with. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
What I mean?
I'm the same way.
Right. Okay. So, next question. Have you ever had someone not pay you back some money or something and it cost you a friendship?
Hell yeah.
Ah, really? See, Mike?
Hell the fuck yeah.
See, it ain't just the girls. I've never had it cost me a friendship. Not me,
hey,
but.
Man, shit, look.
What happened?
I'm going to tell you like this here, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. You've been in the service before, you know what I'm saying? You've been in the Navy. You didn't call, you know what I'm saying? You didn't peeped out the real for fake niggas and been around niggas, man, and ended up bonding with motherfuckers because, you know what I'm saying, you're away from home and whatnot, and you got these niggas you roll with, and y'all consider yourselves a fam, y'all roll as a squad, y'all click, y'all do everything together from bitches to money to clothes, you know what I'm saying, to everything, to help motherfuckers out with fam and everything. And I let this motherfucker borrow $800,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, because I came up on a nice little old come up. You know what I'm saying? I let the nigga hold $800 so he can get home to see his fam. He ain't have no
right.
money to get home. You know what I'm saying? We tight-knit niggas. You know what I'm saying? This is all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, we done fucked the same bitches together, and the nigga done wore my clothes. I done drove the nigga car and everything. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? But then when this motherfucker gets home, you know what I'm saying? I get the nigga call, he ain't answering his phone.
Couple
of weeks, you know what I'm saying? I still be cool with the nigga, whatever. I still worry about how the nigga doing and whatnot, because, you know what I'm saying, just because he got the money for me, I mean, the nigga ain't struggling. But then I get one of my boys to call him to see what the nigga doing. You know what I'm saying? One of the other niggas from the squad, he talking about he balling off at the Jay-Z concert. He VIP, and he just bought this new $200 pair of J's, and he just got him a new truck and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, where my $800 at? You know what I'm saying? Once I tell the nice nigga to buy $800, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, jump shine. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? Got it. But, nigga, I just heard you. You stunting. You balling and shit. You VIP in the club, popping bottles at the Jay-Z motherfucking concert and after party. You got some new days on your feet. You bought a new truck. You got rims on your old truck. Nigga, where my money? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was basically like, nigga, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? All right, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's a bet. Fuck you, too. And if
right.
I ever see him, I'ma smash his bitch ass. I don't give a fuck what time of day it is. He might have forgot about it, but if I see his white ass, I'ma stuff a motherfucking blue mud hole in his ass.
I'm saying, like, that situation right there, feel you. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I feel you on that because, like he said, fuck you. It's like, it's different when you just supposed to pay somebody some money back and then your ass just still fucking broke. You still ain't got shit. It's a whole other thing to give you the middle finger and say, fuck you, knowing you got the bread. That's like trying to bitch you out. It's like really trying to hold you up.
Exactly. You played me for a hoe.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Right. That's not the same. That right there, that's worth falling out over and fighting over because that's a different precedent and a different principle to me. At that point right there, it's not about, it's really about, you know, he really trying to beat you up. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
He hold me. Basically, he played me, you know what I'm saying? I was one of those niggas in the camp that looked out for everybody. He know I ain't going to let a nigga go without, you know what I'm saying? And the nigga was like, oh, shit, I'm going to take advantage of this situation right here with this sad-ass story, crying and shit. And then when you get where you at, you burn me. Like, all right, well, fuck you. That's basically saying fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That's spitting in my face and like, nigga, this is my money. You know what I'm saying? Fuck
right,
you. I said, all
right,
well, fuck you too. And when I catch him, it's going to be fuck him. I'm going to fuck his ass up. And this shit happened 6 years ago, and I still remember this shit like it was yesterday. I ain't going to never forget it. If I ever see his ass, if I ever make it, and that motherfucker run up on me and my motherfucking entourage, we're going to stop a mud hole in his ass so motherfucking deep, you ain't going to be able to tell his face from the concrete.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That right there, I get it. I get that. Because like I said, that's a little bit different. That's a little bit different from what I'm saying. But no, it's not different at the same time, because you did loan a friend money, and not only did they not pay you back, they gave you the ass to kiss. That's different. You feel what I'm saying? That's extreme. So I can understand your point on that one. All right. You feel me? What about family? Have you ever had to fall out with family over a monetary situation?
Never.
I never will, man.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? That's my fam, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all I got to do is, if a nigga do me like that and that's my fam, man, I just know how to play you. You come to me one time, you ask me for something, I give it to you, and you ain't got it. Or, you know what I'm saying, even if you do got it and you still don't give it to me, I ain't going to say nothing about it. The next time you do come to me when you're in the jam, don't look my direction. I'm going to tell you, fuck no, I ain't got it. I could be sitting on 5 stacks and you need $100. I ain't got it, dog.
Right.
I ain't got it because you played me. It's the principle of the situation.
Right. So, you have had that happen, though. Have you had family members do you like that? Like,
No. I ain't never had that happen to me before. Not with my family. With my bloodline. You know what I'm saying? Not even with my close niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Nah, never that.
Okay. Well, what would you consider that's too much to lend someone, friend or fam? What's too much? Is there a limit?
Nah, it ain't no limit when it comes to fam, man. You know what I'm saying? If I got a despair, man, and I ain't gonna suffer from it, you know what I'm saying? You can pay me back your small stipends, $5 here, $10 there, whatever, to get to wherever I got it. Wherever you get to where you owe me, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But if you just completely be like, man, fuck me, you know what I'm saying, like that other nigga did, then yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna never fall off with you, but you can't get nothing from this. But it ain't no limit, though.
Okay, all right. So do you think that people who can loan money but don't are stingy, or are they just smart for not loaning out? Because you got people who say, look, man, I don't loan money out. It ain't that I'm stingy. I just don't loan money out because I don't want to fall out with my friends or my fam about no monetary shit. So they just don't loan out money. You feel me? Are they using that as an excuse to just be a stingy motherfucker? What you think?
I really don't think a motherfucker being stingy, man, because you never know what kind of case scenario they've been through before. You know what I'm saying? And in these times now, man, money can do a lot of shit for a person, man. Money can do some, have a nigga on some refrigerator off the roof type shit, man, on some real shit. So it don't matter regardless of who it is, because niggas are struggling so hard right now. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't even, I can't even knock them. I can't knock them at all.
That was my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I know a nigga who busts a nigga upside the head with a brick, man, for 50 cents.
Wow.
50 cents. You know, busting the eardrum for 50 cents. You know what I'm saying? He had money. It's just the principle of the situation, man. You got to think about it. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there like that. Some people are a whole lot worse. So, I mean, I think that most people will only do what they can do to hinder themselves or stop themselves from doing something that they don't want to do to somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I guess I don't call them stingy either, man. I didn't say I was gonna call them stingy. I don't call them stingy, all right. But my thing with them is, you know what I mean? I mean, really, you know what I'm saying? It's not stingy, and I understand what you're saying. You feel me? But I don't necessarily buy into that whole, oh, I don't loan people money because of what could happen principle. You feel me? I do think that's kind of a cop out. You feel what I'm saying? I think that's kind of a cop out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would say, Eric, to each his own on that one. But I personally, I don't take that stance like that. You feel me? And I'm like, nigga, you might just be a tight pocket. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? People don't like to call people stingy because people look at it like, nigga, you know. But I'm like, man, you know, I got a cousin who's stingy. He's one of my best friends also, but he's a stingy nigga. You know, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? He is what he is. Tight pocket ass nigga. He got money, but he's real stingy with money. You know what I'm saying? You feel me like that? So I mean, I don't know. I know that about him. You feel me? That's just part of his persona. He's been like that. You feel me? So I don't really necessarily say you just really a crab ass nigga per se. When I say that, it's just like, but my nigga, at the end of the day, I know you really is kind of stingy though. He don't like, and the crazy part about it is, he don't like to be called stingy, but he knows he's stingy. You know what I'm saying? He knows he's stingy.
Yeah.
He don't like to be called stingy, but he knows he's stingy. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't like that, though.
But he knows he is. He got to know he's stingy. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, because I'm like, yo, that's what kind of nigga you is. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, even though I know he has money, he's one of the last people I would call to ask for some shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because he's changing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't even ask him for nothing. If I need it, I ask, like, other people who I'm really not as close to for some shit because I know he's stingy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So it's like, and he's one of my close friends, but I know what kind of nigga he is. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, nigga, that's just how you is, dog. You my homie, but you a stingy nigga, though, for real. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Well, look, thanks for calling the show, man. I got to get the rest of these calls and shit I got on the line. You feel me? But I appreciate
that.
That's what's up, man. Hey, tell your family. Rocking with that, what's the name, that video, too? Shaw Flint, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing his thing with that apartment, huh?
Yeah, I like it. All right. All right, stay on the line if you can. All right. 843, LL, what's happening, babe?
Can I hold some?
What you need, baby? You know you can get it.
Can I hold something? I need $800 so I can pay old boy back for old boy. That sounds like that's going to be bad. Yeah! That sounds like that's going to be out of control.
It's going to be bad if he runs across that dude. Yeah, he's going to get
out. I really want to pay him $800 for him and just be like, it was from him.
Yeah, you're going to make his face blend in with the concrete. That's going to be
I
bad.
Know.
That's going to be... That's going to be him. That's going to hurt.
So,
hopefully my homie never sees him because that's a potential charge. So I'm hoping he doesn't into the sunset. You know, he got money now. He's all right. Everything's okay. Hopefully he just never sees this guy. You feel me? I don't want him to catch a charge. You know, that's how shit happens.
Hopefully the guy will podcast the show and know to stay far away.
You never know. I don't know. But, you know, now I got some ass whoopings that I want to dole out, though, myself, that I ain't going to lie. It's about 3 people on this planet that if I see them, I don't give a fuck if I'm with my mom or my kids, nigga. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? So I can't.
Tommy, but you ain't going to make his face blend in with the concrete. You just going to teach him a lesson.
I don't know. I got 3 people that I might want. I want to murder 2 of them, and I'm not going to say their name. You know what I'm saying? It's that serious for 2 of them. You know what I'm saying? And I can say that because no one knows who the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So you can tie it together, but 2 of them I actually want to kill. You know what I'm saying? So
wow.
Is that I've got 3 people on the planet that I'm enemies with them like that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
About that was that serious that I can't even talk about on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, leave that alone then.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I can understand somebody being that mad with a motherfucker they ain't seen in years. And I ain't seen that one of these motherfuckers in years. But if I see him, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? It could be
I see.
Niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can dig that. Okay, moving along before I incriminate myself.
Okay.
Episode 162, you know what I'm saying? 832's up next. You know what I'm saying? I got LL on the line. LL, how do you feel about loaning money to family or friends?
I will loan money out and not really expect to get it back. Because I feel like if you came to me, because, I mean, I'm not always on top of the world. I normally can handle my business, but I'm not always sitting on top. And I think that people who know me know that because I'm an open book. I'm not very secretive. You know what I'm saying? If I let you in, I let you in. So if you come to me, you need it, and I'll give it to you. You know, I'll give it to you as a loan, but really in the back of my mind, am I really expecting it back? Not really. If I get it back, that's all well and cool. And then sometimes when it's new people that I've let into my circle, I will loan you money just on the strength to see if I can trust you like that. If you will respect me enough and value me enough to pay me back and to do it on time. Because if I've let you in a little bit, then you know that I'm not always on top. But if I have extra, I will give you, I'll give it to you.
Right. Okay, so you're like the average person so far that's called the show. You're kind of par for the course. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever lost a friendship? Have you ever had a friendship and money was exchanged, whether you borrowed or they borrowed or whatever, and something happened and somebody didn't get paid back or whatever, and y'all fell out? Y'all are no longer friends behind that monetary situation?
No. That's never happened. Because, like, no. Because if you in my circle like that, you're like you said, this is not for associates. These are friends. And through our course of our friendship, which... I can only think of really like 3 people, but we've been through so many ups and downs where it's like, no, in certain instances, it's not even a loan. Like, don't even ask borrow. You don't even have to ask me to borrow. I see you need it. I'm just going to give it to you. So, no, I've never had anybody. I mean, I've fallen out with some friends, and, you know. But if they're true friends, you come back around. You know what I'm saying? It comes full circle. You come back around because, you know, it's hard to come by friends. So there's not really can break you like that. Y'all might stop talking for some months on end or whatever, but you coming back around because that's your dog.
That's my thing about it. See, that's my thing about it. And I understood what AJ was saying, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? I understood but like with his situation, that was more of a fuck you. You feel me? That was more of a fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm a military brat, and in my experience with dealing with military people, it's like, yeah, y'all do create these bonds, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all basically have to look out for each other's lives. But a lot of times that bond does not translate over outside of being at work. I mean, you think it does, and while y'all stationed on the same base, it does. But, I mean, y'all, I'm just going to say it. Niggas is messy, especially military men. Y'all sleep with the same women. Y'all move to a different base and screw somebody who you know was digging somebody really hard at the old base. You know what I'm saying? If y'all could trade women like that, what is money? What is money? Money's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So
money.
Actually,
families can break up and stuff like that, money is nothing.
A lot of niggas view money more than women, though, I'm just saying.
Sometimes it goes to the extent of families breaking up, and you know your homeboy screwing around, or you know your homeboy wife screwing around. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it goes to the extent of families breaking up. And if y'all could, if military folks can turn their back on that, and that happens all the time in the military, then what is money? Money's nothing.
Okay, all right. So have you ever fell out with a family member over a monetary favor, a family member?
No, because I know my family members. Like, I love my sister to death. I love her to death. But I know my sister will spend my money before she spend her money all day. So if I have it for her to spend, then I'm just going to give it. You know what I'm saying? If I don't, then I'm going to cry broke. Because if I don't cry broke, she's like, Teresa's good. And I know I'm good because she good. And that's just the way she is. And I love her to death. So no, why fall out?
Okay. So you're just not going to loan it to her, even if you got it, basically.
I mean, like I said, then it goes along the lines of it doesn't even become a loan. You know what I'm saying? If I got it, I'm just going to shoot it to you. You know, if I got extra, I'm just going to give it to you. You ain't even got to ask me for it. I'm just going to give you, okay, I got a little extra this month, and I'm going to spend $200 on them. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Do what you do with it. Maybe you needed it. Maybe you didn't.
That's kind of how I am with my people. I really don't. I'm shooting you this like bim. You feel me? Unless it's like a large amount of money, I'm like, dawg. I'm gonna make it real clear to anybody that I loan money to, that I give money to, that look, I need this shit back. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, because when it's family and friends, a lot of times they be like, look, my dog looked out for me and it's bim. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like whatever. And that's how it is. Cause that's how I would like to go about it. But if it's really gonna put me in tight, then I'm gonna be like, look, nigga. Well, look, chick, you feel me? I need this shit back. Like,
if I'm in a situation where I need it back, I mean, for instance, with my sister, well, my mama taught us all to handle our business. If we need to get 3, 4, 5 jobs, whatever, we handle our house is taken care of. So when I say, shooting my sister money or my sister spend my money before she spend hers, I'm talking like if we on vacation or something like that, or, you know, if I'm home visiting and we out somewhere or whatever, she'll let me pick up a tab even if she can. That's what I'm talking about like that. But when it comes to borrowing money, I don't think we really – I can't think of – I borrowed $200 from my brother probably about 6 months ago, but I made sure I had it to him on the day plus. You know what I'm saying? He sent it Western mm-hmm. Union – I sent it back Western Union plus the fee he had to send Western Union. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way, because, I mean, I don't know if we would fall out, but that's just the way we do it, you know?
Right. Well, everybody.
You know, I'm going to send you back everything that you sent me, however you had to send it. But I think that was the first time I ever borrowed money from my brother Isaac. And it was just a situation that popped up, and I didn't have it. So, but no, we don't normally borrow money, but if I'm in a situation where you need something, I'm to the point where even if, like, my lights are, you know, my light bill due, but your lights is going to be disconnected. Okay,
right.
I can I can ask for an extension. I know I'm going to get paid before, you know, my extension's going to be up. I'm going to shoot you the money for your light bill if we close like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I can buy a little bit more time. I'll do that, but if it's my light's going to be disconnected and your light's going to be disconnected, I'm sorry, I don't have it.
Right, right. That's pretty much how it worked for me. If I got it, I got it.
I'm not
going to
put myself in a bind for
you.
Have you ever had
somebody get mad at you and act like ask you for something and you be like, you ain't got it, and they cop like an attitude, like they think they know you got it, you just don't want to give it? Have you ever had that happen to me?
Yeah,
I've had
it
happen to
me
twice. And I was like ready to fight them because of that. I was ready to fight my own boy because of that. I was like, nigga, you act like you got a little goddamn something on your chest, nigga, because I said I couldn't get it to you, nigga. I ain't told you. I ain't fucking have it, nigga. Like, but the nigga act like he was salty about that.
But you know why they do that? Because we are so free-hearted that they don't really see. Like, we let people in, but we don't let people in our finances. And because, you know, when we go out or whatever, we'll pick up the tab or, you know what I'm saying, we got the first round off top, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Because we do stuff like that because we are free-hearted, then they look at us as if we always have it. So that's why they get mad when we say we don't, because they look at us like, well, you don't never really have, you're never really without, so how do you not have it? Well, this is,
yes.
You know what I'm saying, but we don't let people in on our finances like that. So that's the reason why they look at us sideways when we say we don't have, because they always expecting us to have, because we always look like we up. We don't let people don't even know when we down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I
we always
it.
Look like we up, so they feeling like, oh, nigga, you got it. You ain't, when don't you ever have it? But not
that's
really, I don't have it. So I really don't have to explain that to you because, if I had it, you know me well enough to, I would give it to you. So you really don't need, you need to check yourself first because you know me well enough to, if I did have it, you would have it. So if I say I ain't got it, I ain't got it. But, yeah, people have done that to me before, and it is the most aggravating thing, and it kind of make you second guess when they do come back around or if they do come back around and they ask you for it and they done gave you all that attitude or, you know, whatever, because you said you didn't have it before. It makes you kind of second guess, like, yeah, I got it this time. Do I even really want to give it to them?
Right.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? You act the kind of crabby when they have it last time.
Because they expect you to have it, and
that's
sometimes
right.
You don't always have it.
So let me ask you the last question. I got more people on the line hitting the number one. Do you think that people that can lend money, when somebody can lend the money and they don't, you feel me? And they say this. You ever heard the line where people be like, "Look, I don't lend friends or family money, you feel me? Because that things can happen. I just don't want to fall out with nobody." So is that just be stingy? Do you think people who say that are like stingy, or are they just smart enough not to loan it, or do you think they're stingy?
I think it's how well they know that person, because I shoot that line to people I don't know, and they coming to me asking me for money, and you don't even know me well enough.
I'm talking about, it's really a friend, of what they call a friend, what these people consider friends and family, not just an associate.
I don't think it's being very friendly. I'm not going to call them stingy. I don't think it's being very friendly, but then, like Old Boy said, you would have to know what they, you know, if they've run into that person in a situation in the past, too, and they shot them that line. So I don't think it's helping your fellow man out. I don't know if I'd say stingy, but I don't think, nah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say stingy.
If you're stingy, you're just stingy. You're just trying to match it and make an excuse, like. That's what I feel.
But, I mean, you should just say no. But, I mean, if you're going to say no, why you don't have to explain yourself to nobody. You don't have to say no because. Just be like, no. And leave it at that. That way, they know that they're not an option. So if you get in the bind, don't call them
no
more.
But no, man, they ain't gonna tell you. I was just saying it from their vantage point. So like, they ain't gonna tell you the real reason why, whatever. They just say no, even though they really got it. But they just they tell that person no because they saying to themselves in their brain, I don't need nobody shit really. Even if I got it, like I just don't do that. You feel me? That's just their standing practice, friend or not.
Yeah,
you know
I think that's being stingy because you can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. If you was to die 10 seconds after that person asked you, then it's just there. They can't get it. They was in need, and you can't take it with you. So, yeah, that's just stingy.
All right, that's what I'm trying to get clear. That's what I'm trying to get clear. All right, stay on the line, all right?
All right.
832, you on the deck. 770-653 is next. 917-375 after that. 832, you in the building. Thanks for calling K100. What it do? 832?
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm all
on?
At work on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't get off till 9, but I was going to call anyway.
Oh, okay. You must really got something to say about this particular subject then.
I do, because I commented on your wall, but I think I mentioned it before, but now it's the show topic. I can talk about it.
Okay, okay. So let me ask you this. How do you feel about loaning money to friends or family?
Don't loan it. Don't loan money to friends or family.
Don't loan. Okay. Now, you're one of the people who I'm talking about in question five. Now, why do you feel that way?
Well, I mean, if you loan money to someone and you know that they're going to give it back, that's one thing. Actually, to be honest with you, I loan money to friends before I will family, because family feel obligated.
What?
Family feel like they don't have to give it back because they're family. Real friends will pay you back before your family will. In my experience.
But I mean, yeah, and I, listen, this question is based solely on your experience as a person. But now,
right.
like I got some family members who are drug addicts and shit, and I don't look to get it back. So when they ask me, cuz, I come down home, cuz, let me get $20, cuz. I'm not thinking. I know fuck well they're not finna pay me back. They might finna go smoke that shit up. I don't know, but I give it to them because I got it, and that's my cousin or whatever. And I'm like, here, it's whatever, man. I ain't worried about the $20. I know what you gonna do. I don't give a fuck really what you're doing with it. That's I'm giving them that. But if I got certain family members who I know go to work every motherfucking goddamn day, you feel what I'm saying? And they call me, cuz, I need you to Western Union me this, man. They're about to cut my lights off, and man, you know what I'm saying? I get paid next week, blah, blah, blah. And I know they ain't on crack or no shit like that. Mm-hmm. They just might have, but they might be one of my single mama cuz with three kids and two baby daddies that's locked the fuck up on Section 8 or some shit. They ain't big, barely making it or whatever. You feel me? Even if I don't get that back, if I got the $200 and it won't break me and it won't kill me, I'm going to send it to them. Now, if they say, cuz, I'll pay you back, I'm expecting you to pay me back, cuz, because you called me, asked me for the money and said, cuz, I'm going to pay you back. But if you don't pay me back, I'm not going to fall out with you, cuz I gave it to you like hell, and I knew when I gave it to you, if I don't get it back, I'm still going to have love for you because I'm not going to give you nothing I can't stand to lose. You feel what I'm saying? So that's my standing rule. And a couple other people already said that. I will loan family and friends money, anything I can't stand to lose. And if you immediate family, my mama, my brother, you feel what I'm saying? You know, somebody that's and I got like a handful of friends. I'll really loan it to you if it's going to set me back, depending on who you are and your history with me. If you ain't never asked me for nothing ever, I ain't never known you to really ask too much other people for nothing like that anyway, then, you know what I'm saying, why would I not if I'm really your friend or you really my family and I say I got love for you? I don't understand that. But you say no to family.
Because I had some experiences with family. Like,
what's the family member? What are you saying? But see, you saying, was it the family member? Are you punishing the whole family for one particular act of one family?
It wasn't just one incident. Like, don't get me wrong. I say I won't, but I do. Because I have a very big heart, and I help a lot of people, okay? And that's just truth, you know? But, you know, it's been a situation where my sister, you know, I have a sister who has a son that's just turned 3. And when I, you know, I had to help her out before because she was about to lose her car and she couldn't pay her car note. I wasn't thinking about her because in my heart I was like, she can get on the bus. But because of my nephew, I gave her the $200 to pay her car note. You know what I'm saying? And she said she was going to give it back. Now, my sister's been going through some tough times, so I let that slide. And I feel like this is how I look at it. When some of my friends or family be like, well, Alexis, you know, I ain't going to have it right now. And I'm like, just pay me back when you have it. And the definition of when you have it is when you find yourself about to go splurge on some new shoes, some extra stuff. That's when you need that money that you're about to use on that. That's when you know you're ready to pay somebody back. But some people don't. They take that money that they should be paying you back with, and they go and buy Jordans or anything that they don't need, new this, new that.
Right.
You can worry. You have to pay off your debt first before you can start splurging. Now, the what really got me was my cousin. Back in 2009, you know, after my sister had my nephew, you know, I dropped out of school for a whole year to help my sister. And when it was time for me to go back to school, I had $2,000-some in student loans to pay before they would even let me back in school. Okay, so I went to Sugar Land and stayed with my aunt. They let me come stay with them, and I was working and saving up money, you know what I'm saying, to pay my school stuff off. I had saved up like $3,000. Right before I went to go pay my money to go back to school, I had like a couple hundred dollars left over. my cousin was moving. Now, she's like in her, like 35. She was moving. She was like, Alexis, can you ride with me to help me move my stuff? I did. When we went to the bank for her to withdraw her money to pay the tow truck people, now, you know, they don't play. It was like some Hispanic dudes. They probably would try to drop us if we didn't pay them their money. She went to the bank. The money wasn't there. So since I was in the car with her, I felt like, hold up, you know, we got to pay these people, okay? So I gave her the $245. I gave her the $245 to pay them. And then she was like, oh, well, I'm going to give it back to you when my income taxes come.
Okay.
You know, that was 2 years ago? That was 2009.
Let me tell you right now. Hold up. Now, I listened to your whole story. But in that instant right there, did you have the $245 to spare? Did it break you?
Not really, because I had that money left over. Remind you, I had to pay $2,800 to go back to school.
Okay, I wouldn't have gave her the money.
So I needed that money.
Depending on how close you are, you said
this
was your
first cousin.
Your first cousin.
It's my daddy's sister's daughter.
Well, I probably would have paid it too.
Yeah, I mean, that's family.
But, you know, really though? For real though? Like, you know, you probably, I don't know. I don't know. That's
but Blizzard, what kills me though, Blizzard, when we
did,
going out to eat for family functions, she's flirting. We going into Ross and Marshall. She's buying $67 purses. And I'm looking over at my other cousin, and she's like, Lexi, don't she owe you $240? She didn't give it back to me. But for guess what, Blizzard? What can I do though? You can't go and put a gun to somebody's head and make them give you back your money.
Bitch, you know you owe me some money.
She knows you do.
Have you said it?
I have, and she sent me, I text her, and then I called her, and she was like, where you stay at? I'm going to mail you, you know, I'm going to mail it to you. That was last year. I have yet to get my money back. But you know what? Let me tell you about this, Blizzard, though. You know, to be honest with you.
Wait. You're going too far. This is where sometimes you got to fuck a cousin up.
Yeah!
I've had to fuck an uncle and a cousin up. Okay, listen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes. You got to goddamn tell next time that bitch pull out some money and splurge in front of you, you got to punch this hoe in the face.
Thank you. She's splurging. But you want to know something? My the way I respond to stuff like that is different, Oblism. Let me tell you. Because I look at it from a different point of view. Yeah, I lost out. At that time, a couple years ago, it was tough for me. But, you know, thank God now I'm in a position to where I don't need it. But it's still my money. That's another thing. When you lend people money, you got money, they feel like they don't have to pay you back. Why are you all up in my money? Just because I don't need it don't mean you don't have to pay me back. You feel what I'm saying? People act like that, too, just because you don't need it. Oh, you got money. I ain't got to pay you back. What? It's my money. That's how rich stay rich. You pay me back. You
right.
know? And
right.
You get what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm rich, but you get what I'm saying. People are like, oh, he don't need it. You know, Blizzard got money. He don't. Even if you don't need it, it's still your money. But the
right.
way I look at it, though, I feel like you shouldn't burn your bridges, because I kid you not. Every person that then probably did shit like that to me, they needed me again. And guess what? When they needed me again, I'd be like, slam the door on them. You know, you
right.
can't.
That's
how I handle mine. I don't go off on them. I don't go. That's just how life handles you. Life, regardless of when you do wrong to others, it comes back on you. So every person that, you know, took money or whatever from me and they didn't give it back, they needed me again. They burnt the bridge, but they couldn't cross back over because they burnt it. So guess what? What I do is I allow my friends and family, I test them.
Right.
We're going to try with this. If you pay me back, we can keep doing it. You know, hey, you know, I didn't have with my aunt, I didn't have money. So what I did was I wrote her a check, and I post dated it for a later date. So when that money was supposed to be there, see, my aunt was smart. When you borrow money from her, you write her a check for the day that you know the money going to be there. So when that day comes, she ain't got to search for you. She just cashed the check.
Uh-huh.
You see, that's how it should be done. You know what I'm saying? But
well, you can't do that. I mean, everybody don't got a fucking checking account. So, I mean,
you know what I'm saying. But it's smart, though. It's smart to do it like that. You know, but at the same time, it's like, and if something come up, you can call her and talk to her. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, in my situation, it works itself out. You know,
okay.
because it works itself out. You know, they'll have to give it back to me, and if they don't, I won't loan them no more money.
So basically, you're basically at the end of the day, you don't loan friends. You really don't fuck with family like that. You got burnt too many times. You may try with a friend or whatever, but you really don't. You know what I'm saying? You really don't buy into it. You're really not the loan of, especially with the family. You don't really want to loan them money. That's
my sisters, I do. My sisters, I say I won't lose them, but my sisters, like, I do.
Okay, you do. If they really need it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
my
what I need.
I will. All right.
I got that clear then. We good on that particular point. You feel me? Next time you see your motherfucking cousin and that bitch wanna ball out.
She was wrong for that. She was wrong for that.
I'm just saying, say something, goddammit. Don't let her keep riding out. Why the fuck did your other cousin have to say, damn, Lacey, don't she owe you some bread? Why the fuck you ain't say, bitch, don't you owe me some motherfucking money while you buying this $7 purse, hoe?
Yeah, and she never
That's
thought twice
saying.
About me.
Why
she never
you,
thought twice about
you're
getting
not, you're never going to get the money back if you just keep letting it ride. Like, AJ called the mother seat. The reason why AJ get a pass to stump a mother hole in his friend is because he called this motherfucker and said, nigga, I need my money. Nigga, I heard you was balling out at the motherfucking concert, nigga, popping bottles, nigga.
Right.
Or you didn't give me the bread. So now, the guy had basically done told AJ, fuck you, gave him the middle finger. So now, AJ is justified in mashing this motherfucker on sight. You feel
right.
what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because, nigga, I called you and checked you about your goddamn spending sprees, nigga, when you owe me bread. And
right.
you said, fuck you, gave me your ass kiss. Right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody handles the situation different. I just feel like if they don't got it, they not you can't really force them. In some cases, you can.
The point is,
she
had it, though. But the point is, no. If she bought a $7 purse, she had it. Okay, then. So that's where we're at. Your scenario.
You know what? She could have did a payment plan and just gave me so much, $25 a month.
You can start with the $70 you're going to pay for this purse, bitch, that you really don't need. Let's start
exactly.
there. Okay. So now you get my point. Right?
Mm-hmm, I do.
All right. So stay on the line, all right?
All right.
917. Really good, man. This your boy, Young D-Ray the Great, man. Phil Ward. Liberty
Road.
What's
on?
Good?
What is
it, man? Hey, shit, man. H-Time setting up, man. Look, man. I was fucking with my boy AJ, man. The boy, you just touched on, gonna stuff the mud holes in the boy ass. You know, that's my nigga. That's my kinfolk. He put me on to your little show. So,
all right.
You know what I'm saying? I hear the topic, man, it's about lending money. My views on that go a little something like this, man. If you got it, you know, that's fine, but self-preservation is the law of the land, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you run, you know what I'm saying, you should push and run further. You know what I'm saying? If you work smarter. If you hustle, then hustle harder. You know what I'm saying? But don't... Lending money and borrowing money is bad on both ends. Cause when you're crumbing when you got your hand out and you motherfucking me, you're just an enabler when you're the one lending the money. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. So you see, this I mean, you made a valid point. Everybody, he made a valid point on the line, and everybody listening on the internet too. When you constantly loan a broke begging motherfucker money, it's like giving a motherfucking crackhead crack. You just give him crack, and you just trying to tell him, look, nigga, you got a problem, but nigga, you keep giving him a bump every time you see this motherfucker, nigga. Look,
I'd rather teach you to fish. I ain't gonna be the nigga giving you fish, man. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I gotta watch out, man. No, watch out for that Nuna Jr. and D-Ray the Great coming soon too, man. It's gonna go down like a bad plane crash. But on that note, man, like I say, just you know, now if you, I don't know if you, for lack of a better term, use the word lean. You know what I'm saying? If I got a family or a friend, somebody that's in my immediate circle that I just see stuck out, then yeah, I'll help you out in the bind. But I'm not looking for nothing in return. But then again, I shouldn't have to ask you. You ought to come willingly to return on my investments. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I could have left you out in the cold with no sweater.
Right. So have you ever fell out, like, have you ever had, like, a falling out with a friend, with a motherfucker that you thought was your friend or y'all was friends, whatever, and then y'all literally fell out where y'all ain't cool no more over some money shit?
Aside from my old boy that AJ mentioned, I keep my money problem. You know, my money is private. I don't let that intermingle with a lot of family, friends, and business anyway, because my business is my business. You know what I'm saying? If I give you some money, bro, and I turn around next week and ask for it back, and you ain't got it, my daughter can't eat those excuses. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, as far as falling out, no, I just try not to let it get that far. I'd rather just cut you off if I see something go bad with the money. Because money is really the root of all, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you don't want to have to put a nigga in the Cobra clutch over a couple bucks, you know what I mean?
Right. That's why I don't loan it if I ain't got it to give. You feel me? Because I ain't going to turn around. I don't want to have to turn around next week and tell you. Or I don't want
if, I feel you. If, Even when I do got it, I ain't got it.
Now, see, that's the question. Hold on. Now, see, that's one of my other questions right there. Like, what you just said, now I'm going to address that. You said even if you got it, you don't got it. So my question, my fifth question when I asked all my callers was, do you think that people who got it but don't give it out because they say, look, I don't, like you're basically taking a stand, I don't loan people money, period, point blank, like that. Do you think that make you stingy? Do you feel like you're stingy?
Nah, I think that make them people who probably pay their bills on time.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's stingy, man. I think that's smart, man. That's like I say, that's self-preservation, man. Because you can't always turn and on the other hand get that same, you ain't going to get that same love you show. You see what I'm saying? They even talked about Jesus and he loved everybody. So you can't get that same kind of love back. But you know what I'm saying? You got to take care of you, your flock.
But
you know
I said, but what if you got it to give, though? I mean, the question I asked you was, if you got it, let's say you sitting on 20 stacks and a nigga asks you for $100 and shit, and you say, man, I ain't got it to give.
I'll show you how to get 20 stacks. Fuck that $100. What, that ain't gonna, we gonna smoke that. Fuck that.
So you won't get it, man. You don't think
I'm not giving it to you. No, I'm going to show you how to get you some. And then what you do after that, if you become a fisherman or open a fish market, or you continue to teach motherfuckers how to fish, that's your business. But once I teach you karate in my dojo, don't come back and want to bring your students there. It's my dojo. This how I get it on. You know what I'm saying? Find you a way to, you know what I'm saying, get some kicks and tops. You see me?
Hello.
I took a TV time out, but you know what I'm saying? It's the radio. They can't see me. But if you can Google a nigga or Google Maps, nigga, I'm on the block right now. I'm getting it. I can show a nigga how to get you a buck or two, but I can't give you one.
Right.
I can't give you one, man.
Hey, listen, Looney Jr. co-signed that statement.
Yeah, man, tell him, man, hey, if they want to fuck with me, babe, holler at your boy on Facebook, man, Ice Water Ray. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with your boy, D-Ray the Great. I give a shout-out to my own girl, T-Lady, the main grinding bullies. You know, everybody, Ace Time, Fifth Ward, stand up, man. We here, Nuna Junior, my nigga.
All right, you know all day. Saying? Tell Nuna, I said, make sure he tag you so we can be friends, and we ain't friends yet. All right?
That's a bet.
All right, homie, be easy.
You too.
All right. Private caller. I can't see your number, but you're on the air with K100.
What's poppin'?
Who is this, Key?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on? I didn't know who you were. What's popping, babe? Thanks for calling the show. I hate when you call me from that private number because I don't be knowing who the hell y'all be. Me trying to kill people on the line. But I went straight down the line anyway, so I really did just come straight to your number. I really didn't, like, skip over you. You know how I do. I don't do that.
It's
go straight
cool.
down the line anyway. You know what I'm saying? But thanks for calling the show. Episode 162. And I know you got a real interesting story. I know one of your stories about loaning things to family. You know what I'm saying? So you already know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know. But you got a good interesting story for these last 10 minutes that people need to just. And look. Before I even get to my homegirl real quick, I just got to say one thing. All right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes family, some family members, man, brothers, sisters, some people got fucked up mamas. You feel me? I got people who call my show with some real fucked up mamas that you know what I'm saying, suspect to get money from if I was your child. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? With that being said, sometimes your family members can be the worst motherfucker. I ain't going to act like that's not true. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you know, just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody's family is different. Some people got cool family members, and some people got some real fucked up ass family members. So when a family member or somebody like that burn you like that, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to judge you because sometimes family can do some shit to you. And when it comes to money, you know, money is serious because everybody needs money to survive out here in this goddamn capitalistic world we live in, especially in this country. It's money matters. So when family do some shit to you and burn you and shit, I don't like to say that you can cut ties all the way with them. But as far as doing for them, I will advocate you not fucking with certain family members if they burn you bad enough. All right, not speaking to them. I don't want to get into where people are not speaking to family over money, because blood is thicker than all that shit supposedly should be. So I wouldn't say that you don't never speak to the family or again over the money shit, but you can say, look, it's okay. I'm advocating get to a point where you don't fuck with that family member on some loaning them your car, giving them some money, anything like that whatsoever. You don't fuck with them like that. I will advocate that on a family member if they do have a history of burning you. Now, with that being said, I'm going to my homegirl on the phone line. King, what it do? How do you feel about loaning family members and friends money?
Man, my friends, I loan them money because they always pay me back, and it's vice versa. If they have to loan me something, first of all, they know I don't ask for anything, so they know if I even come out my mouth and ask for it, I really, really, really need it. So, you know, I loan them money before my family. Like, when, you know, my mom, my sister, they lived with me for like a year, and my sister didn't pay anything at all. She had her food stamps, but, you know, you eating too. You know what I'm saying? But she
right.
got ready to move out, going to move it to New York. She got her two kids, so I had two cars. So I was just like, you know, you can take one of my cars until you get settled in. Once you get settled in, bring my car back. I said, but while you have it, you have to pay the car note, because if I can't sit in and drive it, I should have to pay the note on it. So, you
right.
know, it was cool. Okay, I'll pay it. So long story short, she had my car like 6 months, and she did not pay the note one time, not once. And then, you know, they came. I didn't even find out because she was calling the car people, like making arrangements with them, but she kept reneging on it. And so they came to my house. The repo people was like, where's the car? I'm like, what is going on? So I had to end up paying them thousands of dollars. Because, you know, at this point, she done messed up my credit and everything. So
uh-huh.
I'm paying them back. And I get a phone call from my insurance company saying my car is totaled. Because she had somebody else up there driving my car. They got a drunk driver, hit them on Christmas night, and
uh-huh.
totaled out my damn car. So, you know, my mom is on this whole, well, that's your sister. You shouldn't be mad about this money.
No. Wait, let me stop you right there. First of all, let me tell you right now. It's one thing to cut a motherfucker. It's one thing to never cut a motherfucker off or whatever. Now, like I told you before, I even said, let you talk. Your sister, the shit that your sister did, first of all, she ain't no kind of sister to even do no shit like that. You feel me? Cause so
yep.
the amount of love and respect she got for you was prevalent and evident in that act that she did. So I don't believe in unconditional love unless it's my kids. And then even still, when kids get grown, that shit can be changed. That's subject to change once they become adults. You feel what I'm saying? Actually, young teenagers, shit, they can do some shit at teenagers to make you say to cut their asses off, even as because they old enough to know right from wrong. You feel me? So that's the only kind of unconditional love I got. My love is absolutely conditional. That goes with family and friends and my kids until they get to a certain
mine
age.
Mine is too.
You understand what I'm saying? So fuck all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them kind of niggas. My heart ain't built like that. I don't give a fuck who like it. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, your mama, A, should have stayed the fuck out of it because you ain't the motherfucker who goddamn took the car, and you ain't the motherfucker who got the bad credit, and you ain't the motherfucker who going through all this shit. So I really don't give a fuck what you got to say. You can tell me that, but I'm just going to basically give you the hand to talk to at some point and be like, you know what, I'm going to get out the phone with you before I get disrespectful because I really don't want to hear this fuck shit you're talking to me about. You know what I'm saying?
She was living here, she was right in my face, and it went down because I was like, that's not right. And plus, she owed me money, too. You still owe me money from living here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, y'all done came here and fucked up my carpet, kids writing on my fucking walls and stuff. I'm like, my house was brand new. I only been in my house 3 years, and it was brand new when I bought it. So I'm like, but they some of the ones feel like, oh, she got it. She got money.
Right.
So, you know, we don't have to pay her back. We can do it. And then they was like, oh, well, you got another car. So I was like, that's not the fucking point. The point is I wanted two cars, so I had two cars for a reason because
right.
that's what I wanted. So
right.
me having two cars have nothing to do with the fact that you still owe me this money and we made an agreement. I could see if I was like, go ahead and take it till you get settled in. I keep the car note caught up. you know. And the only reason I gave it to her is because she had those kids with her, and she didn't really know anybody up there. At one point, they was living in my car. So what if you didn't have my car? Where the fuck would you be?
Right, right. So in your situation, it's not necessarily a money. It's that's like loaning somebody
it's
a couple of $1,000. No, no, no.
Yeah,
saying,
that's
the
principle.
It's like loaning. No, you did loan her money because you loaned her a couple $1,000. You feel me? Basically,
yep.
When you transfer it into what happened and what went down, you basically loaned your sister a couple $1,000 and she fucked you over. That's what happened. That's how the story you saying, that's what that translates into, because once you gave her the car and once you had to pay the money back and then she told her the car, she wasn't paying the insurance, all that shit, that's thousands of dollars.
And not to mention, let's not even add up when you living here, you, your two kids, you know what I'm saying, my bills adding up. Plus, they was driving one of my cars. When she was here, I used to let them use my car. So it's like all kind of shit. And not to mention, even when I was a teenager living at home with just the three of us, I used to pay half my mom's mortgage. I pay her car note, all that shit. And I'm damn 16 years old.
So basically you got one of them mamas and one of them sisters.
Yeah, and that shit's fucked up. I'm like, don't even talk to me. You know, and I told my mom straight to her face. I said, when I see her, I'm going to whoop her ass. I'm telling you straight up, and you know I'm not playing. I'm going to whoop her ass when I see her. And so when my sister came in town, my mom didn't even tell me she was here. I had to find out from my kids. Because my mom knew I wasn't fucking playing. I would have whooped that. I'm whoop her ass like she's somebody in the fucking street.
I don't know if...
Whatever. I'm whoop that ass, period. Since I can't get my money, I'm going to take it out of your ass.
I don't know if I want you to whoop your sister's ass. I can't say just cut her off.
It don't matter if anybody wanted me to or not. I'm whoop your ass
so.
Because it's just, I'm going to whoop your ass behind the principle of it. And you sit here fucking lying to me when I'm asking you, did you pay the car? No, yeah, I paid it. You know, do you have somebody else driving my car? Oh, let's not talk about the tickets from all the toll booths up there that I'm getting. One of them had a fake name on it. And I'm asking her, do you have somebody that's driving my car? Because I got a ticket with a fake name on it.
Right.
So it was a whole bunch of shit. You got my tires fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You like, oh, the tire blew out, blah, blah.
Right.
Bitch, what? Those are brand new fucking tires.
Right, right, right. So I understand that. You feel me? I understand you falling out about that. And look, that scenario.
And bitch, you don't want to talk to me? You don't want to talk to me.
Well, you know she was.
Are you serious?
You threatened to beat her ass.
No, whatever. And she know, no, it was not a threat.
What do you want her to say?
It was not a threat. I'm going to beat her ass for real.
What is that you want her to say to you? You said you're going to beat her ass?
Before I was going to beat her ass, because if you would have just been straight up with me, we could have handled the situation totally different. If you were straight up with me. But because you sit up here and lied to my face, and I'm trying to work with you, and you still don't sit here and keep fucking lying to me, that's why I'm going to whoop your ass behind the principal.
Okay, but you can't really expect her to come around knowing that she's got an ass whooping coming when she comes around.
Oh yeah, she know that too. And
so
I play no games. I'm whooping ass for real.
So then you know she's not gonna come around. I'm just saying. So let me know your stance, because we didn't even get to the questions and I'm about to run out of time. What is your stance? You loan to your friends, but you don't loan it to family. Let me ask you this. Can you say you don't loan money to your mom and your sister and not the rest of your family, or is it just all of them fucked up?
My family don't ask me for nothing, because we don't even talk like that, so you don't have no reason to call and ask me for money. We don't even keep it like that. All
right, well then that is what it is. You're not going to loan any of them anything, basically. You feel what I'm saying? That's what that is about right there. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have to ask you, have you fell out with a family member? You know what I'm saying? Because you just said that whole scenario, that's an absolute falling out. Have you ever fell out with a friend over money?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
So do you think that people who can loan money to people and who just don't, because they just say, look, I don't loan money, are you stingy, or are they just, like, smart for not loaning people money?
I think they're stingy. You know, that's a little bit selfish. If you have something and you can actually help somebody, why not? You know, because that's just the type of person I am. If I have it and you need it and I can do it, I don't have any problem with that.
Okay.
You should want to help, because you never know when the shoe might be on your foot. Anything can happen.
Right, right. I feel you. All right, stay on the line. I'm running down to the last minute of the show. I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm going to go off the air. But I probably won't finish this call before the live stream shuts down over the internet. So if you listen on the internet, you got to dial in on the phone line if you want to hear this last call being taken. 347 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Because my timer says my show stops streaming over the internet in about 40 seconds. And so that's the only way that you can listen to the next call that I'm going to take. And then after that, I'm going to be ending the show. I'm not doing the after party tonight, so we're only going to keep it to 2 hours. But I'll run a couple minutes over to take this 850-960 number who called in before the show actually stopped. That's normally how I do. But they hit the number one before the show actually stopped. So 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. If you want to hear me take this last call and hear what we got to say to this last caller. Other than listen to me on the internet, thanks for tuning in to the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I'll catch you tomorrow for episode 163. Okay? Now, we're not leaving. We're done streaming live. So, right now, we just got the people that's on the phone line. I'm going to go ahead and take this last caller before I go off the air. All right? 850-960. What's popping?
Hi, it's Tanika. I'm calling from Panama.
Okay.
Weighing in on the borrowing money, and I just kind of want to hear the questions, and I'll answer them.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, thanks for calling the show, you feel me? For those of you who don't know, now I told you guys, if you guys are on the phone line still, you got to hit the number one. I've got a lot of people on the phone lines, but I guess you guys are just listening. But my standard practice is I try to take every single call. Every person who hits the number one who wants to talk to me, I will let my show run over on the phone lines. I can't control it on the internet, you feel me, because of the way the service works, the internet service works. We only schedule it for 2-hour slots. So we don't stream over the internet, but we do have a third hour that we can roll over into just in case we got calls on the line. So I never really just log off without taking somebody's call. So this is what I'm doing right now. So if you're on the phone lines and you still want to holler at me, all you got to do is press the number one. If not, I'll shut the show off, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for episode 162. But I got a call on the line from the 850, you feel me? And she wants to talk about what we're talking about. So first question is, how do you feel about loaning money to friends or family?
I do not like loaning money to friends or family. Nine times out of ten, I go head on and, like, if they say that they're going to borrow it and they're going to pay you back whenever, I'll put it in my head. I'll never see it again. So if I'm going to do it, otherwise, I'll just tell them no.
So and you're like most of the people who called into the show today, you feel me? That's basically the stance. We had a couple people. We had one person. He was like, nigga, I ain't got it even if I got it. You feel what I'm saying? He just don't loan motherfucking people money. But I'm kind of where you are with it. If I do got it, I'll loan it to him, but I don't necessarily look at it as a loan, especially if it's not a large amount of money. And if I can stand to lose it, whatever I give a family member or a friend, I'm like, look, I probably won't get it back. But if I don't get it back, it ain't going to kill me because I never loan out something that I can't stand to lose. You feel me? So that's kind of the stance that I take. Have you ever had someone not pay back and it cost you a friendship?
Yes, I had someone to basically tell me they was going to get my car fixed, and they never did. And then when I asked about my money, they like they didn't know what I was talking about. So
wait a
I
minute.
Never
wait, did you already wait? Wait. Did you? Well, first of all, what I got to make sure you understand is I'm not talking about associates. I'm talking about friends. Okay. So when I say friend, I ain't talking about somebody you really don't. I'm talking about a friend because that goes into the second part of the question. Is money something that you really worth falling out about over with a friend, a true friend? Friends are hard to find. I'm not talking about associates. So was this person a friend or associate?
A little bit of both because I trusted them enough to give them my money.
Yeah, but you got to pick one. You got to be a friend or an associate. Like what were they? More like
a family friend. More like a family friend.
A family friend?
Yep.
But it wasn't a family associate, you mean? It sounds like they're an associate because if that's your friend, I don't have to ask you this question more than once. You say, that's my friend. That was my dog. That was my people. I don't have to convince you that's your friend. So I'm just going to go with associate, period.
Okay, go with associate.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you got your true friends, you know where the fuck your true friends are. There's no question about that. You know who they are or you think they are. You feel me?
That's what I'm trying to say. Now, at the time, believe me, I did think that was my friend until they tried me. So I did think that was a friend, someone, you know, been around for years.
Right. So you thought it was a friend then? See, I ain't talking about how you feel about them now. I'm talking about how you felt about them before the shit.
I felt good about them. I gave them my money. I trusted them to give them my money to begin with, to take care of something for me, you know, some business for me, and they never did, so... That really made us fall out. They didn't really borrow it, but since, you know, they kind of got it under false pretenses.
So what happened now? You gave them the money to you gave somebody some money to fix your car and they didn't fix it?
No, they didn't give it to the person to get it fixed.
So they stole it from you then. That's not what I'm saying.
Basically,
you didn't
they stole it from me because they got it under frost. I gave it to them under the friendship trust,
Yeah, but they stole that from you. That's not what I'm talking about on the show, because that's not the same thing as loaning somebody some money and saying, look, I'm going to give you this money, now you pay me back, whatever. No, you gave them some money to go. That's like me giving somebody some money and saying, look, man, go pay my light bill, and then, goddamn it, 2 weeks later, my lights get cut the fuck off. Nigga, you stole that. I ain't loaning you shit. Nigga, you supposed to go to the motherfucking light bill and pay that shit. You feel what I'm saying? So they
but
stole that.
That was basically the only person I ever fell out with about money is basically why I even bought that up. I haven't really fell out with nobody else about no money.
That's worth falling out over, but you didn't. That's not what the show is about, loaning money. But you got somebody stole $200-something from you. That's different. That's automatic ass whooping.
Yeah.
Right, that's not really up for debate.
What
they
I'm gonna tell you how I got them though, Blue, real quick.
Uh-huh.
I see them a long time later once they think I should be over it,
uh-huh.
And I make sure that whoever's standing around basically knows that they roguish, and they'll pretend like they're your friend, and then they'll steal your money. So y'all can still sit up here and talk to him, but don't trust him. And nobody was nice enough to tell me that before he stole my money.
Oh, okay. So basically, you just put him out there.
You know
what I'm saying?
I wish somebody would have did me like would have told me. I would have never gave him my money.
Right. Okay. So have you ever fell out with a family member over money?
Nope.
Never. Okay. So do you think that people who can lend money, let's say you got the money to lend, but you don't, do you think that these people are stingy? Or, because we had one guy who said, man, I just don't loan out money. Even if I got it, I don't, because I got them. I just don't loan people money. Do you think people like that are stingy, or are they just smart people who just, you know, that's just a policy by having the no lending out money policy? Or do you think, motherfucker, that's just another excuse to be a stingy-ass motherfucker? Which one you think?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Because I think it's probably smart just not to lend money.
But you don't think that's a little bit stingy if you got it? And I'm talking about
it's
your friend or your family. Your friend, now this is somebody you call your friend or your family, somebody that you love, your brother, sister, somebody that y'all, they ain't no fuck the person, they need it. You got it to give them. Their life's about to get cut off. You got it, but you tell them, nah, I ain't going to give you no money. That ain't fucking stingy?
That's still a hard one.
Really?
I think if you just don't lend money and you just don't like the trouble, you just don't want the problem,
uh-huh.
You can't get mad at that person because they don't want that problem.
I didn't say get mad at them because that's their money. You can't control nobody else's shit. That's their shit. But all them, you say that's a stingy motherfucker. I'm going to call the motherfucker stingy. I ain't even going to lie. Fuck that shit. If I know this motherfucker sitting on stacks and this motherfucker got a cousin or a brother that need, they lights about to get cut off, and he tell them, man, I need $200 for my lights and shit, and he let that nigga lights actually get cut off.
People that's trifling and don't pay their bills, ain't no use in paying their bills for them because they not going to ever pay them. They going to always sit around and wait for the person that have it to pay it for them.
What if it's not somebody who constantly needs your help? Okay.
Unless they handicap or something, you know.
It happens. You feel me? I'm not a begging motherfucker by no means, way, shape, or form. But I've had some things happen to me. I had lost my job just out of the blue. I was working, taking care of myself for years and years, and lost my job on some bullshit out of the blue. And it was unexpected. And I had to borrow money from people. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? To just get back on my feet. I never asked these people for money before. I never asked them for money ever since again. But the point is, I needed it then. So then, am I a lazy, sorry motherfucker?
Yes. No.
Okay. And you've managed to get yourself killed on K100. That's bullshit.
I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Come on, man. Come on. Really? Somebody's lazy. That makes me lazy and sorry?
No, I just said just take care of your own business.
But I'm saying shit happens. Nothing's never happened to you ever in your life where you needed to borrow
yes.
any money? Okay, then. Are you a lazy, sorry motherfucker?
No.
Okay, then. So how can you justify and not say the person who has it and has a friend or family member and just says, look, I don't loan money out no matter what, how can you say they're not selfish or stingy if they could help that friend, supposedly friend or family member?
Everybody not the same.
I know, because
I really respect people that have their principles and stand by them and don't let what somebody else says to them deter how they feel.
You can have all the principles in the world and still be a stingy motherfucker with principles.
You right.
All right. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I want to know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they wrong for having their principles. Everybody got them. I mean, some people don't believe in abortion and whatever. I don't give a fuck. Everybody got their morals and principles, but that don't necessarily change my opinion on you being a stingy motherfucker. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
I've probably been called stingy before.
You probably have. You know what I'm saying? I've probably been called stingy even though I'm not. It's just like when I don't have it, I don't even sit there and try and I'll be like, man, I ain't got it. I don't even make it up. I don't change my facial expression. I'll be like, shit, hell no, I ain't got it. Because I know I ain't got it. And I don't even try and be like, oh, you know, really, man, I would love to
help. Your pockets and all this.
No, I ain't got it. And I'm not going to sit here and make an excuse up or try and justify why I don't got it. I just don't got it. So I'm not going to sit here and ponder in my brain and give you all kind of third-party expressions and facially. No, I don't got it, nigga. It's rap. I don't got it. So some people might think I'm stingy, but when I say I don't got it, I really don't have it. And it's just plain and simple for me. You know what I'm saying? To say that. Like I said, I've had people who looked at me and had an attitude or whatever because I told them I didn't have it and they might have thought that I had it. But motherfucker, if I tell you, if I consider you a friend and I tell you I don't got it, then nigga, I don't got it. You know what I'm saying?
Believe you.
Right. You should believe me. You should not get upset with me about that. I've never gotten mad at somebody. I have gotten mad at a family member who told me they was going to let me borrow something. You know what I'm saying? And then when the day came for me to borrow it, when I came to get it, they ain't answering their phone. They dodging my calls and shit. That's a whole other scenario.
That person should have just said no to begin with.
Stop. You feel me? And I would have took that better than you doing what you did. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You lose respect like that.
I did lose a lot of respect for him. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like that. Behind that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I guess I be trying to do everything, so I don't really have to ask.
Right. And that's how I am. So if I... So the kind of person I am, my friends and family know, if I even have to form my mouth to ask you that, they know I really fucking need it. Because
okay. That
prideful way, I don't even want to ask you for shit. It's something that means I won't ask for shit even if I really need it, like for real. I'm just not going to ask them. Like, I'm just not going to do it.
You
know
think they'll get a lot of gratification out of guess who asked me for something?
Whatever.
You know?
It's a little bit of that, and yeah, it's a little bit of that and some more shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'll be homeless first. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going
to
ask.
So
them,
nine
you know?
Times out of ten, I hear you saying you'll go to a friend before you go to one of your family members.
Yeah.
You have a friend in mind that you will ask before you ask one of your family members.
Yeah. I got about five friends I ask for money for before I ask a family member. Yeah. Yep.
And what about lending? You lend to the family first or the friend first?
Well, when it comes to lending, I definitely lend to my friends. My family, it's certain family members I won't give more than $20 for. I don't give a fuck what the problem is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving you more than $20. I don't give a fuck what it is. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
$20.
Saying you're a junkie, so I can't do it. I already know you're going to put it in your arm up a pipe, so it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have a friend, a family member that is forever asking for something, like on a daily basis. And everything they ask for, 9 times out of 10, they really do need it. I just would not want to be in a position where I needed to ask someone for something and I actually really, really needed it.
But if you do, you know what I'm saying? If you do and they don't, like I said, I've never gotten mad at somebody who didn't give it to me. I was just like, fuck, I got to make another way. I've never gotten mad. The only time I've ever gotten mad at somebody was when they told me they was going to give it to me and then they reneged. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Even if you told me that day, and then the next day when you said you were going to give it to me, you was like, man, something came up last night. And nigga answer the phone and say that. You feel
yeah.
me? Really, it's really just the bitch way that he did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we...
I give to my family, or I'll lend or give or whatever to my family, but I only borrow from a friend. I don't really have no family members that I would really actually even... I guess because they probably think I'm, you know... I don't know, but I wouldn't ask my family for nothing. I would probably get it from a friend, but my family asked me. So it's always, you know what I'm saying? It's always the other way around. You never go to the person to ask you for something. You see what I'm saying? Because they always need something. They ain't going to have it when you need it.
Right.
So you pretty much have to go to a different source to get something from that person because you know that your family don't have it no way.
Right.
Because they always asking you, why would you ask that person for something?
Right. So that's how it is. You feel me? Well, thanks for calling. You feel me? Thanks for calling
okay.
the show and participating, all right?
All right. I'll see you later.
All right. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, episode 162. Let me hold something. Have fun. Some of y'all got some fucked up ass family members, I'm just saying. And some of y'all need to learn the definition of friend and associate. And I'll leave you with that. I'm out. This is Blizzard. I'll catch you tomorrow for episode 163. Deuces. Oh, wait a minute. Background music. I mean, lead out music. Ah, yeah. Here we go. Holla!